Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm going to try to be disciplined today and not go into preacher mode, even though that makes for interesting radio and TV and is somewhat informative. And I really just need to analyze what's going on here and put out little factoid chunks to get that to the White House. And of course, so you can get that out to the White House and to others. You need to be flooding your police departments, your fire departments, the churches, all the major change agents, as the left calls them, with the truth. Because we basically have already passed the point of return for a global depression. Then they're going to use that depression to break our will and engage in massive acceleration of the social engineering programs that they've been putting into place. Things are going to get extremely dystopic, extremely fast, as you're now seeing. Everything else has been beta testing and build up to the post-human era, and I have never had such a crushing commitment to stop these people. Now my commitment is, I didn't think it was possible. It's like 10 times stronger. And I know you're feeling that spiritual commitment as well. The globalists encourage people not to have children, not to save the earth, but because when you have children, you tend to get closer to God and you think about your ancestors in the future. It unlocks a lot of things in you. And I'm not criticizing those that don't have children, but I'm just simply saying, I now look at my children and I feel absolutely crushed with commitment, just absolutely flattened. It's not a feeling of depression. It's not a feeling of anger. It's not a feeling of even sorrow. It is a feeling of grief that we've let evil get this out of control and that it's absolutely even worse than we thought and that we screwed around. But that now we got to roll our sleeves up. And just every cell in my body is commanding me to get up off my ass and to awaken the people. And let me tell you, I know you guys have worked hard to get the word out, and I want to commend you. But listen, Churchill said it, to paraphrase it, that there are a time when a people have a chance to fight. And if they did fight, they could win easily, but they wait. And there's another time where they fight when there's 50-50 chance of winning, and it's a massive loss of life, and it's terrible. But there's another time when you know there's absolutely no way to win, but it's better to die on your feet than die on your knees with a vampire sucking the blood out of you. And we're now going out of the we could win this easily into 50-50, and then it slides like over the edge of a cliff very quickly. Decades and decades of we could win easily. We just woke up and rejected this evil. To long, hard, incredible fight to do what's right. Like abolition movement took about 100 years to end slavery worldwide, except in third world countries, but the West stopped doing it. It was a big, long, hard fight, huge wars, millions dead, but Christians got that done. This is a fight way bigger than that now because it's about all of us not just getting enslaved, but having our minds enslaved in mass Stockholm syndrome, where it's incrementally rolled out by these psychologists and these technocrats and is designed to phase humans out completely, and that's now being announced. And on the path to our species being phased out by these psychotics, by the scientific dictatorship in the post-human world, is really the destination. The journey is the destination. A world not more beautiful, not more open, not more free, not more classically liberal, but one of trampled and being trampled upon. One of having a boot stomp on the human face forever. A society that gets uglier and stupider. And I mean, in Brave New World, they were forecasting this. And by then, the average person lived to 30. And it was all designed like that. So the ruling class could just enjoy how they ruined humanity and dominated. It's a giant satanic ritual. And you're now living in the takeover.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Every model we have been given in the last 4 months by the United Nations, by the Royal College, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been more than 100% wrong. They've been 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 1,000 times off. They've been, sometimes just 50, 60, 70 times higher in the death rate. And now we know it is confirmed that they are counting in Europe and the United States and in China every death that comes into those hospitals is counted as a COVID death. And now Project Veritas has a major funeral home operator on tape talking to one of the other directors there in the state and the county. And it's then documented that they're just naming every person that dies of a heart attack, of stroke, of a car wreck, of a gunshot wound, of old age, of the flu, hospice. They don't test them, nothing. They just say this person is a COVID-19 death, because then the hospital or the hospice facility gets 3 to 4 to 5 times the money because they handled a COVID patient. And the government, from the Fauci level down, has greenlit the regulators and the House Oversight Committee, run by Democrats, to engage in this fraud. And the plan was developed years ago. This has all been planned. It's been drilled with Disease X and the UN and tabletop exercises globally with all these countries doing week-long drills just in November with Event 201. And then next year you'll have Event 202 and 203. Until 2030, the whole agenda is implemented. And I even have the documents. I'll show them to you right here. This is all battle plan. Like if I went to see Romeo and Juliet, there's 3 acts of the play. And they hand you a program at the beginning so that you know when there's breaks and when what's coming up. And I'm sitting here reading the program to you. So people go, but wait a minute. You say it's a man-made virus, though. It is. Because that way these globalists can own it and make all the money off of it and roll out new versions of it that are more deadly in the future. That's in their plan. That's how they're going to tighten the noose. But they wanted to have a limited system that killed useless eaters, as they call them, old people, and those that are extremely sick and run down. But the death toll is so low that they then began attributing all deaths to this. And as I told you earlier this week, I've talked to people that manage major medical facilities, major trauma ERs, major emergency rooms, and many of them are not engaging in fraud and coding it because they are legitimate institutions, and the managers there go, I don't care if everybody else is doing it. It's criminal. We're not doing it. It's like all the mortgage fraud that was allowed in the 2000s, where these banks would sell the same mortgage 10, 20, 30, 40 times. That's what's going on here. And Trump needs to come out and expose it, because you notice where this is all happening. Los Angeles, New York City, Seattle. The Democrats have gotten every city in the United States of any size is now under their control. And they can turn those cities off whenever they want and then call for Marshall plans to fund them out of their bankruptcy. And because all their cities were going bankrupt because they steal the money, they take it in the front door and take it out the back door, they're mafias. They're holding the country hostage to bankrupt it so they all get a bailout. And Mitch McConnell knows that. He's come out and said, you keep things shut down and we go totally bankrupt, you're not getting a bailout. Absolutely. Mitch McConnell's doing the right thing. But Mitch McConnell and Trump just have to square with the American people. I get they've got surrogates out there like Project Veritas and others, who are hitting the barbed wire. We're doing it. But the president has to just now release everything. It has to be done. He can either take out the Chinese spies under law, not calling for any citizens to do that or anybody private, calling for the president. We're in an emergency. We've had a corporate globalist-induced panic, martial law brought in by the blue states and cities, a mutiny, and we're losing our whole future, our whole infrastructure, the pension funds, everything with the Chi-Com globalist crime axis. And either the president does that and stops the coup, or he could just devastate them and level with the American people, but he doesn't have long. Or a combination of both. But I can tell you the president has responded to General Flynn and the fact that that was completely a setup, and they were so criminal they bragged about it in memos how they were going to set him up and get him removed. And the same thing with Roger Stone. And the House Oversight Committee now sits up there and tells the jurisdictions who they want indicted. They publicly say, we want this person indicted. We want that person indicted. And imagine if the president was up there saying, I want this person indicted. Well, the president can actually do that if there's then cause in the executive branch. If we don't agree with that, then he has to be impeached. And we judge, was that a good move? But the president has that power. But the House Oversight Committee does not have the power to just sit there and say. I mean, I remember we were in Congress and they walked over to Roger Stone, the ABC reporter, and said, word is, you're already indicted. And they were all laughing at him and joking about it. And, of course, months later it came out he was. That's how these people roll. This is like China under the Red Terror, under the Mao brigades, the youth brigades. So I'm going to try to lay it all out. But this is so dangerous. You can't play patty cake with this. It's either the country goes into total depression, lockdown. They're going to have brown shirt groups that come around checking your medical status, forcing their way into your homes. It's all being announced. People thought we were joking yesterday when we talked about it. Bloomberg's covering it today. Forced inoculations. Most people are no longer going to go to schools anymore. Schools will be community areas for socialist and globalist organizing. But everything else will be done in online training that's crappy and dumbed down and robot-controlled. The elites will then go to physical schools. Education's collapsing. The cities and counties are collapsing. And they're doing it by design, artificially, to accelerate in the new way of living. And so submission to this is death. And it will mean massive death here already, and that's already coming out, what I told you months ago. But in the third world, 135 million people are now going into starvation mode, and it will be hundreds of millions that starve to death. And people here in the first world are being collapsed into the third world, a high-tech technocracy. The third world is being committed to death. And they scared us first, flooding us with third world, bringing in enough third world to have a voting bloc they've got to control and to drive down wages. But now they're going to wall things off and they're going to kill the third world. I mean, they'll be, they get away with this lockdown, they'll launch a bioweapon, I'd say in about 2 years, once they've drilled us and trained us with it. And they're going to release weapons that, again, kill. The next one will be really hardcore, not a simulant. It'll kill 100 million, 200 million. And then we'll be under real lockdown. The robots will roll out, the weaponized robots that they're already mass producing. And then they'll release the big, big one after that. Or they can just turn up the heat with all the electromagnetic radiation and fry everybody and then say, you know, that some virus did it. And, of course, I told you 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I said, this is never ending. Well, now they say, oh, it's 2 years, not a year and a half. Oh, and then after that, it is never ending. So the lockdown, the clampdown is permanent. And there's no escape unless you face it. The procrastination, the denial, all of it has gotten us to this point. Now, everybody's freaking out because I predicted all this exactly. I didn't predict any of it. This is their battle plan. So fight back or die.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right. Again, there's just been too much news, as everybody knows. And actually, the last few days, I have just been unable to even ever really plow deeply into it as far as I'd like to go, because it's just unbelievable. The White House, the Secretary of State, Mitch McConnell, the president, they're all moving in the right direction quickly towards being honest with folks that we're yet at war with China, okay? We're in World War III. It's economic. It's psyops. They've got collaborators in the U.S. And this isn't talk. This is real. It's Chinese-funded money that is used to shut down the president's messages and censor everybody. And that's on record. Even the New York Times had to admit, okay, it's true. Billions are being spent by the communist Chinese to flood all these reports onto the internet that the coronavirus is ultra deadly and we're all dead. What does that tell you? The Chinese staged the welding people in and the arresting people. Some of it was fake, some of it was real, to then create this mystery and this fear as their psyop, working with the top foundations. And they made their move. I mean, do you think we got up here in early February on the David Knight Show and on the Alex Jones Show and on the War Room with Dr. Francis Boyle, the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law that became most of it the World Treaty? You think we just made it up that Fauci ran the Wuhan lab, basically? And I predicted, I said, when this starts coming out, they're going to burn Fauci. The Chinese are, to go, oh, no, the U.S. is involved. You gave it to us. But it's not the U.S. It's this global crime syndicate. So Fauci is such a cult leader. We'll play the clip in a moment. Remember, he said, we need to stop shaking hands. I'm thinking about, what should the InfoWars flag be? Then I'm like, well, that's the Ingsoc flag from 1984, but it's two hands shaking. I was thinking an image of a nuclear family. Maybe it's a flag with four different images. Nuclear family in one corner. Another corner. Human shaking hands. And then maybe another corner, people of all colors standing beside each other, living in peace. Another corner. An image of a fetus and the word human. And we've got to start celebrating who we are, folks. We're being taught to hate ourselves. When I tell you there's a post-human world, the official dogma and battle plan adopted by the technocracy over 100 years ago is to develop this electronic straitjacket and to carry out the de-evolution of humanity. It is a plan that is absolutely horrific. And if you want to know what this virus is, go watch the movie that came out. Guys, look up when it came out, like 10, 15 years ago. Let me guess, 12 years ago, I'm guessing. The Island, where they think they're part of the elite because they're the genetic specimens they've been told. And they can't leave the island because there's a bioweapon that killed almost everybody on Earth. But then they hear that they've been selected to go back. So 2005, well, 15 years. But really, they're just being killed and their organs harvested. But everybody on the island has to see them, you know, leaving. It's a very, very well-written film because it's actually true. You can't really keep a bunch of organs together in a tank they found. It's based on real stuff. But if you have a full-bodied clone that walks around and eats and goes through life, it's not a vegetable, its organs will be good when it's needed. That's what the Chinese do, you know, with their slave factories and all the rest of it. And they blood test and type everybody. When a party member, you know, needs a new liver or lungs, whatever, they get it. And so they use the threat of that virus to keep them locked up on the island. It's not even an island. It's a 50-story silo building inside of a mountain outside Las Vegas. And by the way, you know all this isn't theoretical. Oh, boy. You know, we're not in Kansas anymore, and that's why the globalists don't have respect for anybody. And they set up a world where we are obsolete. And they're rolling it out, and they're showing you you're obsolete, and they're cutting you off. And they're telling you now you behave exactly as we say, and you take the shots we want, and you have the number of children we want, and you don't complain about any of this, and you'll maybe get to live a few more years. And they've got the hospitals all in lockstep, getting $40,000, $39,000 every time they lie on a death certificate. And they knew from testing this on humans. China tested this stuff on humans 4 years ago. It was in Italian documentaries. We can play the clips if you want. That they knew that if you put somebody on a respirator, when they've got this, they're dead. So they need more respirators to kill people. And they know exactly what they're doing. And when medical doctors come out in Germany and England and Australia and the United States and say, listen, we read about this, but as soon as you intubate somebody, it kills them. You can't do this. They would suddenly just disappear those videos off the New York websites. And you've seen all the censorship of medical doctors because they've got to be able to carry this out. And now this will be a test, you see, with all the other cold-blooded doctors and people that'll just take the money and go along with this. And they started doing this more than 20 years ago, but they'll have the preemies in there. And they know when they give preemies a vaccine, about a third of the time they die. They quit breathing. They go into shock. Now, you wouldn't let a bunch of bees sting a baby when it weighs 2 pounds. And they know they die. And they order the nurses to come in, give them the shots. But then the nurses battle with the bioethics board and say, okay, but then we will intubate. Then we will respirate. We will say, and so they give them the shot that kills them. They're dying. And then so the nurses get all the breathing machines ready and everything. They go, okay, we've been ordered. Let's just go down the line. And they give them a shot, wait and see that one, give this one, wait and see. And they hover over the babies. And then they put them on a respirator. They're like, start having a convulsion. And the bioethics board is the science board of the hospital. And see, those are the special hospitals. By the way, again, it's well known that Chicago and Dallas hospitals, particular ones, killed a lot of people in the 70s, 80s, and 90s for their organs. And I was told about it by family that knew people that warned them about it. And I'll leave it at that. And I didn't believe this when I was told this as a teenager. My dad said, do not sign your organ donor card. Because he goes, some hospitals, if you're in a car or something, will kill you here in Dallas. Turned out, the hospital he told me about was later on 60 Minutes killing people. People kill your ass. They like it. So you better watch out. Because they're coming to shoot you up with this COVID vaccine. And then when you have a convulsion, they're going to snake a tube down your throat and blow your lungs out with their bloody bags. Then they're going to high five over your dead body.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Trump just took out the Chinese currency today. We're at war with China. And I know that President is smart. I know he's got finally some half-decent people around him. And I'm not somebody that ever calls for police state or wars, and everybody knows it. We're getting a police state. And we're getting total bankruptcy, and hundreds of millions are going to starve to death, okay? So I don't like having to get up here and say things that makes the globalists come within inches of killing me, okay? And there's a lot of stuff I can't tell you right now, but you better understand, every day we're on air is a miracle at this point. And the stuff going on behind the scenes means they're going to DEFCON 5, okay? The New World Order could kill Trump anytime. So you make whatever decisions you've got or whatever you've got to do to get ready, folks. But I'm just telling you that I I've told you this 100 times, but this is just the story of how this happened and how I'm in the middle of all this is key to understanding where you are. It's the only way I know how to describe it. I'll just say this briefly and then get to the news. I read about the New World Order and a global corporate plot to end our country and break down the family and teach, you know, all sorts of evil stuff to our children to divide and conquer us and make us weak, ahead of an agenda to depopulate the planet and then merge with machines and super new age occultic Luciferianism. And I went to libraries. I went to the UT stacks. I had to get investigators who have access to those to let me in. And they thought, what is a 19-year-old doing who doesn't even go to UT trying to get into research areas they call the stacks? Because I wanted to see if that was the stuff was really true. And I went and got it and put it in films and showed you, man. I mean, UN reports from the 70s where they said we're going to bring back human sacrifice. We're going to devalue the human. We're going to put chemicals in the food and water to make men effeminate. And then we're going to phase out humans altogether and a new silicon life form is going to rise. I mean, this is official UN plans. And everything in Agenda 2020 and Agenda 2030, those are public documents, admits all this is being done by design. Go read Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation. Lockstep, lockdown, clamp down. And they say authoritarian world government to save you from a virus. Holy hell. And I sit there and I talk to, let's just say, people that should know about all this. And they're all compartmentalized to their own area. Like the Marines are busy learning how to have amphibious landings again. How about they learn how to shoe horses? When it's already known that within 7 to 9 years, the plan was to have almost all the military and human actions phased out and go completely robots and drones. They're just perfecting it, getting it ready, and then they can scale it up in a matter of months where you don't have 50,000 Predator drones. That's how many total they've got. 50,000. To where you can have 10 million little drones, just like that. This technology is all so inexpensive. And so they're building an obsolete system. They're designing it so we're obsolete. We're being phased out. Why would we make the decision to phase ourselves out? This is homicidally psychotic. And so I learned that this stuff was real. And I said, well, I've got to start a show and I've got to warn people. And I was self-trained and people didn't believe stuff I was telling them. So I'd go out with the camera, I rented, and I'd shoot the film and I'd edit it together on 3/4-inch deck tapes from the 1970s and dump it back down just to show people what was going on. I mean, you learn about something like this, you're supposed to warn people. And of course it sounded crazy, but as the plan continued along and we weren't able to stop it, we slowed it down some together, I knew that we had to build an infrastructure so that the way their operations work is they'd have to demonize me first before then indicting me, and then after they thought they discredited me enough, then kill me in prison. And because that's the logical authoritarian plan for these guys, what these communists do when they get you in a work camp. So I've understood all that and tried to prepare the best infrastructure I could building up towards this point, because once you're inside the New World Order, you can't have Alex Jones on here. And you sure can't have all the videos where I lay out exactly their plan. So I'm going to explain something again. Dr. Fauci's on record financing, controlling, and basically running the Wuhan lab because the research was made illegal here in the United States because our own scientists came out and said, what the hell are you doing? And then the very lab that he ran that did this very research and made this damn thing releases this right when they know they don't have the votes for impeachment and right when they know the blue cities are collapsing and right when they know their whole New World Order agenda is failing. Because we're on the march and their system's on the run. They released this thing. Of course they released it. You can't line up all these coincidences and have that happen. And people have to come to grips with that. They know ventilators kill the people that they put them on. Doesn't help you with this. They've already, I told you 100 times when this all started, I said, they're telling you 2 years, like, oh, so you'll beg for it. 2 years for the vaccine. I said, then they'll say, oh, actually, it's only 1.5 years. Oh, it's only 6 months. Oh, and now they're now announcing that. They're going to have it for you in time for the election because they already have the vaccine. Oh, there's lots of candidates. There's lots of different ones, too. And Africa's going to get this one, a really special one. And Latin America's going to get that one, very special as well. And then poor people here are going to get one, and then other people are going to get different ones. And it's all very important in the new caste system to know where you go for what you're getting. Because if they pulled up in the black neighborhood in Austin and said, line all the black folks up, we're going to kill them, you know, people would fight back. They wouldn't get away with it. But see, if they got something real special for you. I was told by a major doctor here in Austin that used to run some of the largest clinics before he retired, a pediatrician, that I was right about all of this because he ran one of the clinic operations, quote, making kids get vaccinated. That's why he became anti-vax. This was in the 80s that he said this happened. And he was running a clinic in East Austin, and he started reading on the vials they were given. He said, this is the illegal live polio vaccine that's been banned for over 20 years at that point. And he went on and he explained to me that it also had SV40 cancer virus in it that embeds and replicates and kills you usually in about 20 years. They did that on purpose too. And again, that's just my family pediatrician because we just search engined, and, you know, doctors that don't, you know, make your kids take vaccines because there's no law, but most of them will say, oh, no, you can't. I won't treat your kids if you don't take the hundreds of things we want to give you. And I mean, I'll never forget, though, after he told me that, he grabbed me by the arm. He was a big guy because he got scared. He was just kind of telling me, he goes, I know you're right. It's really scary. That's why he shot his arm out and grabbed me. And he said, don't you tell anybody I told you that. And I said, I understand it was a crime. You didn't know it was a crime. But I said, I'm going to tell the story you told me. He goes, that's fine. Just don't tell them my name. And he's sitting there and he's going, wait a minute, this is oral. He read the batch numbers. He checked it. He made a phone call. And they told him, you've already been given it. Keep your mouth shut if you want your medical license. I had a little bit more discussion with him. But that's the real crimes going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And he wasn't stupid. Because he'd been sent over to this little event to do vaccines before that one. It's part of your continual education, your service that doctors are supposed to do. And then he just notices he's in the black neighborhood giving them live cancer viruses. I mean, we've been hit by deadly viruses. We've seen cancer grow up, 10,000+%. Pediatric cancer grows on trees now. It didn't used to exist. But now the Dr. Fauci's going to take really good care of it. Still time to turn this around. And everybody better realize every minute counts. All right, let's start getting into it in depth right now. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they want a global health department run by the WHO through the nation states that controls every facet of life. And that's now been announced. I watched Fauci on Bloomberg this morning in a 20-minute interview, and he was laying every bit of it out. The forced inoculations, 2 years shut down, never the same, never shake hands again. I mean, imagine if aliens landed and they said, you will no longer shake hands. You will no longer touch each other. You may no longer breed. We are your friends. I mean, come on, guys. This is so anti-human. And the way this guy's been built up like God, the way they slipped him in on Trump. Oh, sir, here's the nice little Fauci who betrays Trump, tries to keep the shutdown going as long as possible because he works in the whole global grid with the NIH and all the big foundation money and the little secretary of it all, Bill Gates, buying off the hospitals and doctors with $39,000 for just treating a COVID patient. Oh, you think they had it? That's the guideline. No tests needed. Even the tests themselves they admit are totally fake now. Hospitals are empty. They tell you they're full, and they go show big industrial funeral homes where they do a funeral every hour at those things, those auditoriums. I've been in those. One time I took a wrong turn going to a funeral in Dallas, and I stepped in, and they go, sir, this is not the chapel. And there was like 15 caskets in there getting ready to be rolled out, the assembly line, putting people in the dirt. But, oh, the New York Times this morning, look at this room at a funeral home. It's full of bodies. I meant to cover this on Monday, whenever they came out. And even the Washington Post admitted, okay, China did cover up the number of dead, the number of urns. And then it talked about how, though, millions die a day in China. And millions die per region every year from just what they're breathing. And so they could hide COVID numbers. And you go, wait a minute, is COVID super bad or is COVID not super bad? It's whatever they want it to be. We don't know. Because we've been lied to. All the numbers have been way lower here in the United States than the models. And the same people that lied to us about the models continue to lie to us, and then we sit there like they're God. It's incredible. I mean, they've been all over the news going, Alex Jones claims he had a COVID-19 treatment and cure. He's a con man that needs to go to prison. Never said it's a cure, never said it's a treatment. Everybody knows nano silver like Lysol, point blank range on it, kills it. Just like Trump last Thursday had that press conference, and the scientist is like, and you put the alcohol on it, it's got to be on it, and it kills it. Meanwhile, they're up there on TV with the guy funding the coronavirus research. Specifically, that's confirmed. It's in the NIH funding that he specifically was over that. And when it got outlawed here because the scientific community went crazy and said, what the hell are you doing? They just moved it to Wuhan. But now you see the bigger plan. Because China could release it, working with the deep state whenever they wanted to checkmate Trump. And who funds Hollywood? And who funds the anti-Trump media? And who funds the anti-Alex Jones stuff? It's all the Chi-Coms. That's in the news. I told you months ago they were funding all this, and it's all confirmed. So look at these articles here, TV viewer. Radio listeners, check it out. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research, Newsweek. And they just went and read the grants. And the media always focuses on the 3.6. Now, there's another one for 7.4, you know, all these other huge amounts. It was a lot more than that. Bill and Melinda Gates gave them money. And the Bill and Melinda Gates have the vaccines already ready. But then their foundation gives it to the other research facilities and the other vaccine makers. And then divisions of Bill and Melinda Gates' operation get paid back the money. Now, you heard all this here months ago with Dr. Boyle saying Fauci should be arrested. You think we just say that to powerful, evil, mad scientists because we have a death wish? I morally cannot stop myself. I just cannot be part of this. And everybody out there has to ask themselves that works in government corporations, when is the point that you're going to start realizing that your compliance with all this and your denial of this and your Stockholm syndrome has made things worse and is endangering everything, and you've got to put the brakes on the evil and you've got to start saying no? I have a family member dead now who worked in stuff with the Army secretly, and he said there just came a point. There came a point when things are so evil and the things they've incrementally got you to do are so bad that you just can't do it anymore and you turn completely against it. And I asked him, I said, what was it? And he said, children. And I said, what was it? And he goes, you know what it was. You know what it is. These people like to hurt children. And everybody better grow up and understand that. And I want to tell all the corrupt bureaucrats and all the corrupt agents something. There is a God. And those of you that aid and abet these people are going to face God one day. Absolutely, you're going to face God. God is so real. And you are going to pay. You understand that? So you keep pretending you're God down here on this planet. And you keep bullying and hurting children. And for your God, Satan. But I assure you, your New World Order is going down. Now, I've got the Project Veritas video. We're going to play it when we start the next hour. That's just so huge. And there they are, confirming with the funeral homes and the managers and everything. It's all a hoax. They order them, you know, the death certificates all say died of COVID. And then they talk to the families and, oh, he got hit by a car. No, he had a heart attack. And so that's what this is, total fraud. And where is it? It's New York. It's New Jersey. It's Michigan. It's California. It's where the Democrats run things. It's Austin, Texas. They are a criminal group. But here is the director of the World Food Program telling you what I've been telling you for months about the hundreds of millions that will starve to death, hundreds of thousands a week now dying. Those are real people, not all your COVID stuff. Here it is.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
And you know how it works? You just shrivel up, and then you get a common cold, and you die. So remember when you're walking into, say, a Buc-ee's gas station, like happened to Darren McBrain the other day, he told me about it, and this woman comes up with her mask on. He's not wearing one because the governor said it's not the law. You can't make people do it. And she goes, huh, like she's all scared and jumps back, goes, like goes off, running off. Her little power, her little drama. If she can join with the media and the Stockholm Syndrome and make you do it, she's a hero and she's good. And I've had that happen to me on the hike and bike trail where grown men will like get up against the trees and go, oh, oh, to me. And I just start going, what's your problem, man? You don't care about the 100 million people that are already starving to death, do you? And they're just like, whatever, Alex Jones, conspiracy. Oh, really, Sandy Hook. I go, okay, I guess all the kids, you know, I'll tell you the kids are real that are dying is in these mass shootings and in Africa. But see, they don't want to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, because they're wearing their, you know, liberal outfits and sashaying around. It's all sick. By the way, they keep reminding me I need to talk about products. We won't be around here. Yeah, you should get some InfoWars t-shirts and books and ball caps. We got some new great ones in. 5G Kills is a pretty amazing shirt. I wish it would become a bestseller. I love to see them everywhere. You know, they can try to shut that down online where you can't talk. You got to fight the third dimension while you still can. And fish oil, the krill oil is so good. The D3, and it's just off the charts. This is the best krill oil anybody's got. It's just mega super high grade. It's back in stock, still 50% off, though. No, it's been sold out for months. X2 is back in stock, 50% off. And but really what I need is your word of mouth. You need your word of mouth. You need to spread the word. You are Paul Revere. Get it done now. Take action now. Take action now. Take action now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, next segment, I'm covering the waterfront, getting to the huge Veritas news and so much more. But because they censored this video that had, here's the places I saw, over 15 million views, over 5 million on YouTube, two medical doctors telling the truth, two medical doctors reading even mainline statistics that were puffed up with people that died of other things, and telling you the truth about real germ theory and the immune system on real studies show, that was deemed violated community standards. Again, in America now, that is communist Chinese level censorship where doctors, you heard about doctors getting censored in China, and everybody's all up in arms. What happens here? Oh, well, we're America, so when we do it, it's not bad. Here are the doctors they don't want you to hear from.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients, they're furloughing doctors, because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex.
I'll write this down. The full report is, again, on band.video, and you need to spread it and get it out there. I know you've already seen it, but remember, other folks haven't. This is all just fact. Again, my dad had a black nanny who he visited till the day she died in East Texas. You know, when she was an old lady, my dad would take me over there and she'd cook us pies and stuff. And the point was, is that she'd tell my dad's mom, my grandmother, listen, Miss Jones, you need to start letting him crawl around and eat dirt and stuff. He's going to be sickly. And even the medical doctor told my grandmother that because she kept him so clean and made the nanny keep him so clean. But then she snuck off and gave him Hindu tea, which again was boiled chicken manure. And he just got super healthy because he got the antibiotics from that. And now we know people that have Crohn's disease and all that stuff, they're giving them caplets of people that are healthy, feces. They're literally eating it and it's going into their stomach because you don't have any life in there. And that's what they're turning us into, bubble people. But the old black nanny knew what to do. But of course, oh, Dr. Fauci, don't ever even shake somebody's hand. It's unbelievable. Of course, in East Texas, you don't call your black nanny a nanny. She's a mammy. And the media all demonizes all that culture. But the truth is that the South isn't half as racist as the North.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The human rebellion against the AI takeover has begun! Don't sit there and take it! We're men! We're humans! And our destiny is not to be slaves of scum like Fauci and Gates. So find your strength or die.
He's not even finding your strength. You're finding your common sense.
Let's play the World Food Director again, talking about 135 million going into starvation, 200 plus million that could starve. The numbers are an extra 2 million have already starved to death that are certified. So, you know, it's way higher than that in the last 3 months. But that's just 2 million people starving to death. It's not all sexy wearing your mask and being a hero. Well, the hospitals get paid $39,000 for every person they say dies of COVID. Let's play him one more time. Here is the World Food Director.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
World Food Program warns at least 30 million people could die of starvation during pandemic. That is actually a low number. It's way higher than that. The UN is now admitting that this coronavirus pandemic could spark famines of biblical proportions, but it's not the coronavirus pandemic. It's the panic, the panic-demic, and the shutdown. So you see the headlines, oh, coronavirus is the unseen death of millions. No, they plotted it all out. And the guy that tells you there's too many third world people, Bill Gates is the one running it. And I know a lot of academics that go, well, Alex, over the years having discussions with them, there really are too many people and they're hurting the earth. But then I ran into some top academics through, well, I'll just leave it alone. The point is that who got into higher level and found out the real master plan 15 years ago or so, and they got really scared. And these were like Obama supporters and stuff and people that really thought it was like, well, we don't want to have to sterilize everybody, but it's for the earth. And then they get to the higher level and it's like, actually, we're hitting everyone and we're going to, there's a new human race coming. And it's just like, did I wake up the movie V or something? There's no escaping this by lying about it to yourselves. And believe me, I don't want this to be true. Believe me. They point blank told me, shut up or you're dead. They're not even playing games now. Well, all of us are dead. How the hell I cannot sign on to being part of killing everybody? Oh, God, help us. All right, I said I'd cover the news. You understand, folks. I know, as dark as this is, the only hope we have is being honest about how much trouble we're in. Here is a little boil down of John Roberts, now a million years ago, 2 weeks ago, saying it's all a hoax, which is now confirmed numbers, even with them taking people that die of other things and putting them on the list on the death certificate. And then it clips to the doctors. And then the new clip is from Project Veritas. The full thing's on InfoWars.com. Incredible, breaking funeral home directors in COVID-19 epicenter. Doubt legitimacy of death attributed to pandemic. Fear numbers are padded. Fear numbers are padded? See, this is the knowledge of the people. And this is how humans operate. I've noticed it's all about spoken word. If I have a government document and the scan of the virus being man-made and the Nobel Prize winner saying he checked it, it's true. No one cares. Or if we have, who's the scarf lady? I always call her Bricks. How do you pronounce it? Burks. I can play you Burks a month ago saying, no, we count all deaths as COVID-19. Regardless of cause, there's the New York Post, okay? And the tests aren't even real. I watched Fauci this morning admit, well, this test, that test, no one really knows. It's for genetic material that you might have had a virus in the same family. This is the most common damn thing there is. They just made their own new patented one that's a chimera so they can own it. It's an alien. It's not of this world. Like its boss, Satan. Not of this world. And nothing bites like I do. Nothing screams out loud in the empty night. I tell you, it's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. So it's admitted that this is going on, but it's a Project Veritas undercover in the funeral home. People think it's this, and they're being told that they are just told to put it on there, and it's a huge investigation. But Veritas is smart. People don't care about the total admission on up there out in front of everybody. They want the undercover, you know, the thing. So great. Give them what they want. But this is how the public operates down here on the ground. People believe what they see. And they see somebody that dies of a gunshot wound and they put COVID on it. Or they see somebody dies of the flu and they put COVID on it. Or they see somebody that's 90 years old and dies of old age, they put COVID on it. And they're just like, well, this is a fraud. It's an admitted fraud, people. Fauci runs the damn coronavirus operation worldwide on record. But now that Trump's been tricked to have him under him, how does Trump now burn him? Because let me tell you, it's America and the third world and everybody and China winning. Just sacrifice everything for Fauci and Bill Gates. I mean, if Bill Gates said we're going to develop huge space programs and ship people off to space or something, that'd be better than just dumbing them down and killing them. All right, let's go to this little compilation. Here it is.
Where do you go, babe?
You can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to USC.
Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health come up with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah. So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3. Okay. Is a study to give out by today?
Yeah, just give it to them.
So it suggests that the case fatality rate is 10.
Well,
which puts you right in line with the flu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
So it's a hoax.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
You know, you're putting people on that have COVID-19. If they didn't have it, you're making the death rate for New York City a lot higher than it should be.
To be honest with you, all of the death certificates, they're writing COVID on all of the death certificates, whether they had a positive test, whether they didn't. So I think, you know, again, this is my personal opinion. I think, like the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on a death certificate, the more they can ask for federal funds. So I think it's political.
But it is. Have a heart, Alex. Wear your mask. Come on. Help kill the third world. When people tell me that, I go, hey, tens of millions are dying right now in the third world because of the global depression. And remind these idiots later, when they're totally bankrupt and have nothing, that their fear did this. You licking the hand that feeds you, your ass kissing the New World Order, has empowered the total destruction of civilization through fear. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, in defense of human liberty. I get asked constantly on the street, what is it like to be completely vindicated? It's horrible. Feels like a punch in the stomach. I knew all this was real, but I thought the globalists were trying to put each other on and with what their end game was. It was so dystopic. It was so evil. It was so anti-human. But they mean every damn bit of it. And trusting these people and complying with them is death itself. Now, let me make the big announcement here. We are at war with China. But China is only the globalist slave farm that is used to leverage out the planet. We're shut down with regulations. They can do whatever they want. They're the New World Order's economic and military muscle now. But before they were able to finish their takeover, we got Trump in. And a pro-America faction in the government is battling to save the country right now, and we're battling right now. But big tech and the censorship that's going on is crippling the president, and his belief that he can overpower that and override that is wrong. And now, reportedly, you know, he's been getting mad at his campaign staffer because his campaign head, because the internal polling shows Trump's starting to lose numbers, which he is. Because the globalists are putting us into a depression. And it doesn't matter whose fault it is. People are getting pissed at Trump because he's not stopping it. The way to stop it is to declare that we're at war with China. It's honest. It's real. The little New World Order rats will run just like that. You show the right leadership. We are at war with Chinese spies. The globalists merged the U.S. and China in the last 20 years. They signed all these agreements. They positioned them to own Hollywood, our debt, everything. And all Trump's got to do is announce it and be public about it, and the confidence in America will go up 1,000%, and even the horrible things they've done to the economy will bounce back. But I told Trump this, and I've told him this for almost 4 years. They are never going to stop until they destroy you because of what you symbolize. And they're not going to make deals. They're not going to be pragmatic. They're not going to be logical. They want control of everything. And it's a scientific dictatorship that wants to carry out depopulation. They don't like prosperity. They don't like humans. They're not into service industry like you are, sir. So please look into it. Now, can you imagine them listening to me tell the president that on the phone? That's why they just, you know, 10 alarm fires, get Jones off air. Because, and Trump's like, okay, yeah, Alex, let's talk about, you know, I'm getting the stuff off the Christians. So the 501c3 doesn't mess with the churches. Isn't that good? I did what I said I'd do. And I'm going to get the taxes cut, Alex. I'm like, sir, great, wonderful. They're not going to stop until they've removed you. You need to protect yourself. You need to go to war with them and remove the moles. Now, let me tell you who the moles are. I don't sit there and take the conversations I've had with Trump as like a little dog. I'm being patted on the head. Another thing, it's the president. I'm like, sir, this is what's going on. Well, now Trump knows I'm right, okay? There's no need to even talk to Trump. No, I did miss a call in the middle of the night last night from somebody. The point is that they now know that I know what I'm talking about. Plus, anybody that looks at the intel knows this. I'm not the only person knows this. A lot of people do that are smart. But if you tell the president about the globalist conspiracy and the power axis, they do come after you physically, financially. They try to put you in prison. Nancy Pelosi gets on the phone and calls up the FBI and says, I want a 20-person team on this person's ass until they're in jail, or you're going to get your funding cut. Click! Well, looks like, America, you just got your funding cut. I haven't gotten to the big enchilada yet. This is so huge. This is just from Trump yesterday when he's asked a question about the Wuhan lab. And the president says, I've seen the evidence that came from Wuhan. Well, of course you've seen the evidence. Obama had the program moved to China. You know what else Obama moved to China? About 3 years into his presidency, black sites, torture sites that the United States had in areas of Eastern Europe and areas of places like Jordan got exposed. And so Obama signed a contract with the communist Chinese government to build at least 3 black sites in China where people are taken, including U.S. citizens, to be tortured. Now, if you'll remember, 6 months ago, I wanted to send that up the food chain because I hadn't talked to Trump, and no one I talked to that talked to him, they're too scared to tell him stuff like that. But I had another piece of info I wanted to give to the president. So just to make sure that became a big national security issue and they convened groups that wanted to indict me or kill me and, you know, do we send in a hit team? You know, Jones keeps learning stuff that nobody's supposed to know. I just brought up the Obama thing and just to run it up the flagpole and then tag the real info I wanted to the president onto that. which was about taking out the Chinese spies. So there's no Machiavellian calculation here, folks. I'm just telling you what's really going on, because if I don't, big guy's not very happy. And I want to keep big guy happy. And I want to keep God's spirit with me stronger and better than it's ever been. And believe me, it is. It's amazing. It's a wonderful thing. I feel sorry for the Satanists. They can't enjoy this. But anybody that actually decides to have courage and stand up for life and be with God, well, God will be with you. But you understand that Trump could destroy Obama just like that, with the fact that Obama set up torture camps, underground facilities, guarded by Blackwater, XZ, Frontier, whatever you want to call it now. And you think I want to get Eric Prince to, you know, come after me? But I already knew that from one source. I got it from another source. And then I did a little bit of digging. And, of course, part of that was actually public. So why do you think China uses Frontier Services now in its takeover of Africa? Because they thought, hell, we can trust Eric Prince. The U.S. government let him run black sites. And Blackwater would just deliver the people to the CIA bases in China. And the Chinese just think this is wonderful while we're joining them in this incredible evil. I mean, in fact, you can't really call Obama and them traitors. They're worse than that. They're like splicers. They were splicing us with China. We were marrying China. It was absolutely blood brother stuff. And that's why a lot of folks are pissed at, you know, Prince. Prince has done a lot of good things, like exposing the pedophile rings and all the rest of it. I know he got cut off by Obama. They were trying to shut him down, so he got funding another way. It's all super Machiavelli, and I'm not going to judge people on this. I'm just telling you, I'm going to judge Obama, who made the decision to move CIA bases into mainland China, where CIA aircraft fly people in, guarded by Frontier Services, for that to go on. I mean, you know, I have to tell you that stuff. And I will. Even though I don't want to say bye to my children, and I don't want to die, I don't want to die spiritually. So you just remember that. That's who Obama is. Okay? That's who Obama is. That's who these people are. And I...
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The United States of America is at war with Communist China and collaborators inside industry, corporate America, academia, and the government. They have instituted a martial law lockdown beginning in blue cities following communist Chinese propaganda, and are attempting to complete our journey into a complete depression that is already worldwide, is already rated as the greatest depression in history by every metric, that is only going to intensify if we do not immediately reopen everything and admit this is a giant hoax. But once we've committed to a lie, they know the general public likes the sissy pants around and get into all the fear. But President Trump released the bombshell info yesterday that we already know, and the media totally ignored it, confirming he's seen the evidence. The virus is man-made. It came from the Wuhan lab. Here's the president.
Have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves, because they're like the public relations agency for China.
President Trump yesterday saying he's seen evidence suggesting the coronavirus emerged from a lab in Wuhan, China, where the pandemic began. This is senior U.S. officials are reportedly looking into ways to hold China accountable for its handling of the virus. According to the Washington Post, the president and the White House and White House aides have discussed stripping China of its sovereign immunity, which would open the door for the U.S. government or COVID-19 victims and their families to sue China for damages. Some administration officials have also reportedly discussed having the U.S. cancel part of its debt obligations to China.
That's not enough. Declare war. We're under biological weapon attack and declare war on the deep state. I've told the president this, and so has everybody else. They have been trying to overthrow the country, overthrow the voters, intimidate everybody, plunge the economy. They admit they're doing it. They staged this giant hoax. They released a bioweapon so they can own the control of it and the tracking of it and the testing of it. And it's a medical tyranny by the eugenicist crazies. We didn't beat Hitler in World War II. We only beat one arm of these sickos. And I'm not risking my life here to have half measures with these people. I'm not going to do anything. The general public shouldn't do anything. This is complex, but the facts are there. And there needs to be a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and then a meeting with the leaders of Congress, the Republicans. And you need to decide, we're going to win this war or lose it. It's that simple. We don't have any chance unless we have firm resolve and destroy the New World Order now. Get rid of everything now. You do it now or it's over. We're entering a season, folks, where if Trump doesn't act and if we don't spread the word, none of this is going to matter anymore. It's all over, folks. And at the end, I'm not going to falter or waver. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Okay, we're inside the New World Order now. The president's obviously the real deal and fighting it as best he can with all the fear and the fact that the average American is a lazy coward. There is a huge minority of Americans of every race, color, and creed that are hardcore, that are awake and love God and justice. But the average person is lazy and decadent and just thinks you can act like a big sheep your whole life and wolves don't come. If you're a little bunny rabbit running around the woods and, you know, you're going to get eaten. But we're acting like all compliant and all this stuff. These big corporations have gotten away with so much corruption. They've been over in China doing whatever they want for decades. And they look at fat, dumb, and happy Americans living on the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors and our veterans. And guess what? That reserve is running out. And now you're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to be a man and a woman or you don't have any future. And so now's gut check time to decide which side you're on now. Now let's go to people taking action who they're calling Nazis because they had signs saying that the governor is a Nazi. They go, look, they're Nazi swastikas on MSNBC again, like the viewers are idiots when you've got a sign saying somebody's a Nazi. They even had articles going, Jones sells a Hitler shirt. It says mass murderers agree gun control works with frickin' Hitler on it. It's not a pro-Hitler sign, and you know it isn't. But it's an attack on reality, on logic. So in Michigan, they exercised their open carry. And they went there to just let everybody know, you're cutting our food off, our water off. You're creating a depression that's already killing millions of the third world. We understand it. We're exercising our free speech. And we're here to defend ourselves. The games are over. And I'm proud of the men of America to start to see them stand up. Let's go ahead and play this clip. They go to Owen Schroyer. He's at the Texas Capitol. So again, there's some of the footage of what's happening that scared the hell out of the left. Let's go to Owen Schroyer, who's in front of the Texas Capitol for another one of these demonstrations that's taking place. They're absolutely critical so the dominoes don't keep falling. Owen, what are you seeing there today, and what's your take on Trump coming out and saying, yeah, no, it came out of the Wuhan lab, and we're going to take major action?
Well, Alex, I have to admit, it's tough to sit here and analyze this. When you see Trump's measured response, like you were saying earlier, there are no half measures to this. There are no measured responses. There's only all out attack when we've had this perpetrated against us. And now we've had traitors within collude with the Chinese government and the World Health Organization to collapse its economy.
Of course, it's a globalist sneaky attack with all their operatives everywhere. And you can just see it all in the media loving it and then gleefully loving that everything's collapsing. These people are disgusting.
Yeah, so I don't understand why we're playing clips of Trump. You know, it's like, okay, Trump knows it came out of Wuhan lab. We knew that months ago. Why are we still sitting here acting like that's anything but the case?
Why isn't Fauci in handcuffs?
Yeah, exactly. And, Alex, that's what I was going to get to next. You know, we've had rallies the last two Saturdays here in downtown Austin that were massive. Hundreds of people showed up. Today's is a little smaller. Still people out here. But, you know, I just can't even imagine sitting here and dealing with this any longer. You know, it's like, how much longer do we have to deal with Fauci telling us we have to take a vaccine? Bill Gates on CNN again last night. Oh, world has to stay in lockdown until we take a vaccine. I mean, when did we elect any of these guys? We didn't. Why are we?
Oh, the headline, Fauci says Tinder and Grindr are okay, sex apps, but we can't open any of the sporting events, maybe ever again. And he says we can't shake hands. He's a cult leader. He's a crazy man. I'm pissed.
Well, Alex, we don't have nearly as bad of a situation
You're giving people's immunity by handshakes. The truth is 99% of the time you get good stuff, all the studies show. Sorry, go ahead. The more you touch people.
Right. And so this is the type of information that they're actually trying to keep under wraps. We're seeing YouTube and Twitter ban the videos of those California doctors saying, hey, this isn't working. It's now been discovered that Facebook has actually been doing the tracing application on their Facebook apps for a month now. And they've actually measured how many percentage of people have stayed in, not moved, versus how many percentage of people have been out on the streets moving. And the numbers where people stay in and don't leave their house is the numbers where we have the biggest outbreaks. New Jersey, New York. So all of this is coming.
Which is true. You stay herded inside, no light, it gets in the air conditioning, you're all scared, and your body just thinks you're supposed to die when you're all herded in the dark.
But notice what they're doing, Alex. This is the self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, there's going to be another outbreak. Oh, it's going to be worse next season. Well, yeah, if they keep you locked inside all summer and you don't build your immune system up for the next season, yeah, it is going to come back and be worse. But that's by design.
Oh, of course. We always knew they were going to cycle it on and off, Ellen. We always knew it was never going to end. And now they're announcing it never ends. The medical tyranny's here, and Bill Gates tells you how to run your life because he runs the board. It's all the big eugenics foundations. It's very simple if our government wants to finally be an American government again to deal with this. Fauci and Gates and others need to be taken to the You can feel me. You can taste it. Oh yeah, I can feel it. God's saying, get up off your ass. Stop this. I'm just saying, lead me, guide me, direct me. And I'll do it. Just take control. Austrian police may intervene if they see people kissing. Fauci says, don't ever shake hands again. It's all over. Your human era is over. The bubble police are here. Always told you the left wants to end the sexes, end the families, end it all. Here's another one. Sorry, we're clothed. Police shut down strip club that attempted to reopen as a restaurant with their clothes on. The majority of Brits uncomfortable about going to bars and restaurants. Yeah, one of the most radical, uncontrolled groups ever after hundreds of years of brainwashing are just ready to roll over and die. Canada, effective immediately, bans 1,500 types of assault weapons using the crisis to take the guns because you're all complying so well. That's a beta test for here. So just remember, bending over to all this is only going to make it worse. I'm going to go back to Owen Schroyer here. But, you know, Owen, you're like, okay, great. Trump says it came out of Wuhan. We already know that months ago. I understand, Owen, but it's like Force 10 from Navarone when they blow up the dam and it doesn't just fall down right away. Just give it a couple minutes and it's going to collapse. It's got to have times the cracks to all form. We already have blown up a lot of their operations. They still launched their Disease X plan they already had ready, but now they're badly coordinated. They're not in full control. And let's just say Bill Gates' dream is never going to get realized now. Now, it won't be comfortable for you and I because you're going to have to replace me when they whack me or put me in prison soon. But it's okay. Just you have to be ready. Just double down. because it'll be death and destruction if you don't, Owen. So Trump's getting there. He can't scare people too much, but I mean, he's already getting us ready for war with China. Everybody ready to suit up for that? Because, I mean, it's on. They're going to hit us with proxy wars. They're going to pull a bunch of stuff. Everybody ready? Because, I mean, yeah, look, we don't want to be slaves. It's going to be time to fight real soon. Owen?
So we'll see. I mean, America's response to Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been pretty much full rejection. I mean, you can't even find a Bill Gates comment or video or post on social media anywhere without all the replies and comments just being total rejection. And so for him to just be flouting about like this in the face of total rejection, I think exposes so much of what's really behind this. And, you know, Alex, I'm just, it's not that you know, I understand the measurements here. It's just, you know, for us to sit here and watch everything come down, and then instead of trying to patch it up, people just saying, yeah, you know, it's falling and, you know, we'll figure it out later. Well, I don't want it to be total rubble. And then we're having to put up, you know, trying to figure out where all this rubble belongs. I mean, I'd like to save some of this now, and people are already.
Owen, I agree with you, but here's what I'm saying. The left cities were already collapsing. Globalism was failing. They had to do this to try to get us to come to their aid when they collapse. And I think Mitch McConnell's right. No, blue cities and blue states, you don't get jack crap. Only the people that reopened and stood and passed the fear. People better be scared of the global depression is what I'm saying. I mean, have you seen the UN food director admitting 135 million are starving to death in 1 year? That's a real number, too, because Lord Monckton did the numbers. A shutdown, a carbon tax cut of 50% would kill a billion people in 10 years. Well, this is way past that. Carbon output's way below 50% right now.
Of course, that's right along the Bill Gates depopulation plan. But, you know, Alex, we're just talking about one facet here today because I'm out here in Austin, Texas, with other Texans that just want to reopen Texas and
look
get back
to these children with American flags, thought criminals, not wearing their masks, not learning how to be panicked, fear-stricken idiots.
But this is one angle. I mean, Alex, it's all coming out now. You were covering earlier. I mean, just the total corruption in the James Comey FBI, the total corruption under Clapper and Brennan, all under Obama's watch. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, this is total all-out attack against our republic and our country. And, you know, it's sad that we still have Americans going along with it. I you know, Alex, it's really incredible. Even with the documents, the handwritten notes, the funeral directors, the doctors, the Project Veritas videos, all your reports coming true, it just, it doesn't matter. These people never want to relive in reality. Their desire to make us slaves and collapse America is more important and has more gravity than their desire.
And by the way, everybody's seeing the graphs. Even the New York Times has to admit it. They've just suddenly, heart attacks and stroke and flu and homicide, that's all zero because they added all the numbers to COVID. I mean, it's just red-handed fraud.
And they admitted that. And now we're seeing why, because they're getting increased federal funding. The biggest outbreak is in New York City. Yeah, that's probably true. But guess what? The state of New York is broke. If they don't get a dime from the federal government, they don't have 10 cents. They don't have two nickels to rub together. So, yeah, Cuomo's sitting over here like, hey, we got a bad outbreak. We need funding. We need money. We need this. We need ventilators. And so that's the only source of funding they have. Illinois is broke. California is broke. You have people in California that can't even work right now. Governor Newsom just signed a $1 billion deal.
Hey, is that Shane Steiner right back there behind you? Does he change his hair? It looks like Shane, the guy with the... I don't mean to interrupt you, Owen, but who's that guy back there talking to the girl?
Oh, no, he's just a concerned citizen out here, just an American patriot.
Well, anyways, sorry, go back to Newsom. Yeah, saying no one can go to the beach when they admit that that's the number one thing, vitamin D. You go out there for like an hour, a couple of days, you basically can't get this. I mean, that's what the studies show. I mean, because we're made like plants to be in the sun. He's literally saying, no, all the beaches are closed. And I'm glad finally even liberal cities are saying no to that psychotic freaking demon, man.
Well, remember, we used to joke all the time, you know, if Trump found the cure for cancer, they would say, you know, Trump is bad. Well, it's not the cure for cancer, but there's been all these experimental treatments working for coronavirus. They say, oh, Trump is bad. Well, I mean, the same logic is applying to the economy right now. It's like we have all the numbers. The economic shutdown is going to be worse than the coronavirus. Why are you still going along with it? Because they want to see America collapse, Alex. And it's just like...
And they admit that. This is total treason against all of us individually. Well, listen, America has had its problems, but when we get overwhelmed, we tend to win. In fact, we always have. I think the Chi-Coms and the left have really bit off more than they could chew. I just think those of us at the tip of the spear have just got to get ready to do whatever we have to do. I want to just do it. We're committed. We're going to do it. And we're gonna take whatever has to happen. But this is history right now, my friend.
Yeah, and it's just time. I mean, we saw what happened in Michigan yesterday, Alex. That's just like a hint. That's just like an inch of pulling the curtain back. They don't want to see that curtain pulled back, Alex.
Well, I tell you, they're really asking for it. I mean, they got us in a corner. They got us in a corner. That's all I can say. God bless you, Owen. You'll be back in studio coming up in about an hour. Or 2 hours or so with the War Room. Your co-host is facing prison time. He's about to be sent to prison, so he can't be with you. And Flynn's, of course, facing prison, totally innocent. Everybody else is facing prison. And a lot of other stuff's going on. So God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. He'll have a lot of excerpts of the rallies and the rest of it today. And I should be opening the phones up, but I have a Leo Zagami popping in about 15 minutes the next hour. But I'm going to be a good boy when we come back. I already did pretty good this hour. I'm going to cover a bunch of the stories we haven't hit, the newest stuff that's breaking. But this country is at war, and we didn't start this war. And I just can't lay down. And I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. If we were getting conquered by something better, I'd join it. I'd be honest about it. I'd say, this is better. This is more pro-human, and I like it, and I'm going to join this. This is not. This is the worst damn thing you could be on the planet. There's like, you couldn't. I'm serious. You couldn't stick my arms in a blender, man, and get me to sign on to one. You put a gun to my head. This is like so horrible. Like Bolasaro comes out and goes, look at the World Health Organization. They put out their head group saying have teachers masturbate newborn babies. It says 0 to 4, start the masturbation. That's pedophilia. That's the state touching your son and your daughter's genitals. And the media went, oh, Bolasaro's crazy. It's not true. Well, yeah, it's sex education. And yeah, the teachers start when the baby's born stimulating their penis or clitoris. I mean, it says it in the report. It's pedophilia. And they go, oh, we're not doing that. Oh, we are doing that. These people are freaking pedophiles, man. They're vampires. They don't want to just screw your kids. They want to screw their innocence and suck them dry. And your child's first experience is going to be a nurse jerking them off. I mean, why not? They're injecting them with deadly poison. But they spun it. Oh, they're encouraging kids to be gay. Gay? The WHO report says that they will start masturbating newborn babies. I didn't even plug this hour. This stuff's so intense. If you don't get storable food now, you're insane. Almost everybody else doesn't have it or is lying to you. We have it. Get your orders in now. They may have to suspend sales soon. But you get your order and you get it. And krill oil's back in stock. And X2 is back in stock, all 50% off. And we've got the organic essential oil and sales. Whatever. I'll be right back with the third hour. Ton of news. Stay with us. Next segment, but I want to re-air a report I aired yesterday on the NIH, the Democratic Party, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiatives, contract tracers. They'll go around with the database of Facebook and Google and Apple with who talked to who and who saw who to then show up and bang on your door and demand you give them info and check in on you. They're just your friends. They're your helpers. And all the millions of people out of jobs, well, their new job will be this army. This is how they bring in the national draft, but it'll be a leftist draft, a control freak group. Here is the critical report on the literal medical Nazi police.
Former President Bill Clinton recently spoke with governors from New York and California about the need for a national contact tracing corps.
We need tracing agents in the hundreds and hundreds of people, right? You take the test and then you trace back all the contacts. It's never been done on this scale before. This is an army of tracers, they're basically investigators. We will do that the best we can, with a seven state consortium. But it could have been done from the federal government on a much tighter, more efficient basis.
You know, I agree with you on this. This contact tracing is very important, and it could enable our entire country for the first time to have a real public health system, a real public health core. And I've thought about it in a lot of different ways. Could we make this a part of AmeriCorps and encourage people to come and do this work and earn some credits to go to college, for example? Is there some other way we could do it? But I know that my friend, whom you know well, Paul Farmer, is heading up a program for Massachusetts now to try to get a state contact tracing core. Do you think maybe you could get the governors to ask the Congress to fund that as a part of all this money they're giving you? Or maybe it's legal now to spend some of the money, but we need a national core of healthy people who are properly trying to go out and do this contact tracing. We need the bodies.
State health agencies are already hiring contact tracers nationwide. They're hiring inexperienced lay people who lost their jobs during the CCP virus shutdown.
Governor Baker invited us to be part of a consortium and to offer some of the insights and experience we've had in other countries in hiring and training a group, really a whole cadre of community health workers or contact tracers, rather. I can't help but say community health workers. And they would be virtually trained. They are being virtually trained and deployed right now. What we would do with this is that we would, this virtual group of contact tracers would contact anybody who has tested positive to learn about their recent activities, who they may have been in contact with. We had something like 7,000 people, 9,000 people apply within the first couple of days to be contact tracers so that we can actually use people who are out of place, out of work rather, who can be trained, even lay people, to do this work. It felt like a good thing for the economy also.
But one of the things that you have to be able to do is to track people who are positive. Should we have a contact tracer core, even if we call it something more elegant? Should we really build the first public health network we've ever really built
These
in this country?
These people are literal enemies of humanity. Let's get them off screen. This is the total takeover plan, and it's all here. And that's why the virtual reality, everything was already ready, prepackaged. The rollout, Microsoft running the whole damn thing, teaching you you're going to be locked in your house. You must accept AI. You must accept inoculations. You must accept death. You must let Fauci dance around and piss on America's grave all day. It's Fauci or it's America.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
COVID-19, according to Chinese studies and some others now, and some rundown people that don't have enough zinc or vitamin D3 in their body. It's why Newsom doesn't want you in the sun. He wants maximum death so they can get those numbers up and keep martial law going until the Democrats seize total control. But it turns out that the drug that is being pushed by Fauci now as a treatment for it, even though it, even in their fake study, does like not even 10% decrease in the death rate, if you believe them. It's all fraud, but who believes any of it? It turns out that the remdesivir GS5734 treatment in the model of MERS-COVID infection destroys your testicles. Can't make this up, man. So the virus attacks your testicles and the treatment attacks your testicles. Background on GS5734, a novel promising medicine, COVID-19. This is BioRxiv. The results indicated that after treatment with GS5734, the total sperm count and male sperm rate showed downward trends. The abnormal sperm rate showed an increasing trend. Oh, so it also deforms them. So you have less sperm and they're deformed. How loving. They should just call it D-testicle, D-ball. Just call it castration. As compared with the control group, GS5734, the daily dose of 150, the PG mouse caused a significant decrease in sperm concentration and mobility. So they're dying, they're deformed, they can't swim, and a significant increase of abnormal sperm rate with 50 UG mouse drug treatment led to the significant decrease in sperm mobility and an increase in abnormal sperm data. So listen, nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Laugh. It's just like Bill Gates has been indicted in countries where like they'll give kids shots in the village and like a third of them will die in a week. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable what this guy gets away with. And this is what rich people spend all their time doing, is playing God. So, hey, if you don't want to have kids, or you don't want your kids to ever have kids, and you want them to get cancer, enjoy yourselves. And if you want to play in traffic, there's major highways around. Just run out in front of cars if you want. I mean, whatever you do, though, don't tell people zinc is good for you. Just don't do that, okay? And don't tell people that nano silver kills viruses at point-blank range, even though it's a complete fact. Just shut your dirty, filthy mouths and die, Americans. Now, Leo Zagami's going to join us. And when I see these articles, I mean, I believe Leo, but I go and I look him up. A year ago, the Pope came out and announced that communist China is good. And what it's done to Catholics is good. Harvest their organs, put them in slave camps, kill millions of them. Millions. That's liberal. And, of course, the Marxist-Leninist pedo pope is now approved and works with Xi Jinping. But now the Catholic Church is now the Communist Party. It's suddenly allowed in. But the crosses come down, and they put pictures of Mao and Xi Jinping in the church. I'm not joking. And the pope, the devil pope, we are kind of getting to the end of days here. World government, forced inoculations. The devil pope, also known as the pedo pope, the pedo pimp pope, he has given approval to removing those crosses. You gotta love it, man. I mean, this is next level. This is absolutely next level. So we'll talk to Leo Zagami about that here in a moment. But look at some of these other headlines. Look at AP. Virus era glimpses of a world without humans. That's out of AP. And here's another nice article a while back telling you that soon the world will be free of humans because everyone else will merge with machines. And, oh, robots will replace soldiers in combat, says Russia, very soon. And then, of course, they'll be pre-programmed by the state. The warrior class won't be needed. It'll be the main group targeted. Artificial intelligence outperforms humans. An intel analysis. Oh, yes. Defense One. I'm cheering for you. Robot welcome at Tokyo quarantine, where the robots oversee the humans. We are here to help you. Please do not leave quarantine area or you will be terminated. Grocery store cashiers work inside plastic tents for safety. I mean, coronavirus, because we're learning. See, I had an image in my mind about, guys, can you pull up the man in the spacesuit standing in the national park in the forest out by the trout stream? But remember back in October, November, we had this image up for weeks on air, and I just said, this is the future. I just feel it. I see it. It'll be the Earth is uninhabitable for humans, and we'll have to be in a spacesuit to be on it. But it really won't be that the Earth's uninhabitable. It'll be that they're cutting us off now that we've become domesticated, and now we're cut off from the land, and now that we don't know how to take care of ourselves, that the outside environment will be so toxic from what's been put into us and how our immune system's been turned off that pollen in the air will kill us. And that was kind of a psychic imprint that I was having. And that's their whole rollout program. If we can't find it over there in the gym, hanging on the wall. I had it actually printed up. It's been up since December. We can pull that off the wall. I could, maybe next segment I'll show it to you. But it's just, that's the type of stuff we're talking about. And that's what we're faced with here. And that's how you control a population is, we can put it in post later. It's fine. Put it, put a note, then we'll put it in post. That's how they, oh, there it is. But it's not an issue now. I would suggest everybody get as self-sufficient as you can. The big cities are nothing but giant kill grids. And I've known this, you've known this, common sense knows this. It's time to get out of these places. Because everything that's going to happen in them are going to be 10 times worse than what happens outside of them. And you already have the establishment fleeing the cities, getting out, admitting they're preparing for this because they've engineered it, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get out now, get out, run while you can. Because they're going to have the clamp down, then turn the clamp down off, then turn the clamp down on. I mean, it's over unless we just admit it's all a hoax and they arrest the Chi-Com agents and shut down the whole eugenics combine. So get your storable foods. That's one place to start. At InfoWarsStore.com, it's a 360 win, funds our operation. You get storable foods you need that last 25 years. You can just have as a backup that are very easy to transport and carry. The best price you're going to find. Everybody else is either sold out or lying to you about how long it takes to deliver it. We have the food. It's got to be packaged, but they can stop taking new orders at any time. You get your order in, you get it on time. You get your order in, you're taken care of, but you've got to get the orders in, and that funds our operation, which is obviously very critical to get the word out. So it's a win on every point. You need to take action now. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. And we have the krill oil, which, by the way, I've got my bottle I normally dine out of myself in here. But I got to tell you, folks, you definitely want high-quality krill oil. That is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's 50% off, even though it's been sold out for months. And this is high-end krill oil. We've even searched around and said, man, we pay a lot for this. I want to have this lower price, but if you want good, clean, high-quality krill oil that is just amazing, we've got it. And it's still very fairly priced. It's just we don't have a lot of profit in it because of the fact that it costs us so much. Here it is. Let me do a document cam shot on this if I can. I mean, you got to see this for yourself. The real red color of real krill oil is something else. But I will tell you, it's going to give you, it's going to give you the burpees when you take it. Because this is real stuff. It hasn't been homogenized. It hasn't been boiled. It hasn't lost its key nature. So a couple of those a day are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, X2 sold out for a while, is back in stock. The best, cleanest deep breath crystal iodine on the market. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Leo Zagami and the Devil Pulp. The video is up on InfoWars.com right now. Effective immediately, Canada bans basically all semi-autos. He says you don't need an AR-15 to bring down a deer, Trudeau said. No, you need it to fight off tyrants. So they're going to use this emergency to take the guns. We told you. This is unbelievable. We have to meet this head on, and we have to just decry the whole hoax now. It's clear it's a power grab. It's clear it's a hoax. It's clear that they hyped the living daylights out of it to scare everybody, that they add all the other regular deaths on the list to put it up. They put people on ventilators when they know that if you do have this COVID-19 that's still pretty rare, it will kill you if you put, if you're on a ventilator. Medical doctors are out there saying that. Their videos are being banned. This is incredible. It's an amazing time to be alive right now. Leo Zagami joins us to look at the big picture here. Satanic Chinese government resumes removal of crosses from church buildings with Pope's approval. That's at leozagami.com. We'll also post this article to InfoWars.com. And people think that sounds crazy. What was it, last year the Pope endorsed communist China and endorsed the shutting down of churches. So the Pope might as well eat babies on TV now. It's clearly he's a globalist. He's New World Order. It's all revelation type stuff here right now. So again, Leo Zagami, big picture, 35,000 foot view, or the 1,000 mile view on the Earth. The lockdown, the takeover, the things that are happening. What's the big picture? Trump openly getting his position to admit we're at war with China. Their currency plunging to almost nothing today. Trump saying they are behind the Wuhan. We're going to get them. I mean, this is incredible stuff. I don't people realize how big this is.
And there is already a controversy between the director of National Intelligence and Trump, because one is saying one thing and Trump is replying that he still believes that this virus came out of a lab, which is, of course, what most researchers are agreeing with. Regarding the big picture, the next 10 years are for the empowerment of the AI and for China to become this AI superpower. So grabbing data is the most important thing for the AI. Data is the new oil, and you can imagine how powerful the Chinese are in doing this, because they are using, of course, all their economic side, which is just a militarized side, covert militarized side of their approach to reality, because everybody has to believe that China is now more moderate, and China is now a nation that actually has made even a deal with the Pope. And you mentioned the deal, of course, that was made in 2018 and, of course, went on in 2019. But for the first time in history, in February, Munich Security Council, aside from the Security Council, there were other meetings, and one of the most important meetings was the first official meeting between Communist China and the Vatican that went on in early February in Germany. We had already the first signs of this pandemic, but for the Vatican, the most important thing was to make a deal with Communist China, which is unprecedented. And it's unprecedented, of course, that this deal includes not only the recognition of those priests and bishops nominated by the Communist Party without any legitimacy, because the lineage should come from Jesus to Peter to all of the church, not
exactly. You can argue whether the Pope's got the rock and all that, but now when the Pope says, oh no, the Politburo, the Central Committee, it tells us where cardinals come from. This is literally a merger with the Communist Party.
Yes, so the Chinese Catholics are afraid that this whole nationalization and acceptance of Catholicism from the authorities is hiding, of course, their hidden agenda, their anti-Christian agenda, which, of course, was even more prominent in the last couple of years, since they have done some very stringent laws in 2017 against religion and against those religions who are not approved and accepted from the state. You saw right from the beginning of 2018, they actually blown up a church. There is actually images that you can find on YouTube of a mega church that was blown up in January 2018. And for the whole of 2018, they persecuted Christians of all denominations. And in the midst of all that, the Pope made a deal to protect his own interest with Communist China, so they will not be persecuted. So now Communist China is persecuting every single Christian denomination in town, aside from...
By the way, if you look at Christ and Rome and the original history of the Christians, you don't compromise, you don't make deals with the kings, you don't, you get martyred, you don't back down.
Absolutely. I mean, there was actually something that happened a few hundred years ago when the Jesuits started to go to China, because that was one of the first things the Jesuit order did after the foundation. They started this whole thing called the Chinese controversies, which basically it's historical. You can go and check it out yourself. And it's basically that the Jesuits wanted to bring back to Rome their Confucius beliefs mixed up with Catholicism and forms some kind of new rite, new ritual.
That's right. People don't know that it was the Jesuits and others and the Portuguese that controlled the maps, the rudders, and made the first deals with the Chinese. They couldn't really get into Japan for a while. Explain that to people, that the Jesuits actually picked up this whole legalism from this, that actually is one of the antecedents of communism, from the Chinese emperors.
Yes, after the foundation was they were authorized by the Vatican in 1540, the first mission that the founder Ignazio Loyola gave to his closer disciples, Matteo Ricci in particular, was to go to China, and then others went to India and so on. And they didn't bring Christianity to these pagan countries. They rather integrated with them, preached with them whatever were their beliefs, and then they, of course, tried to infiltrate the highest levels of their societies. And in China, they became the advisors even to the emperors. So the Jesuits gained really trust from the Chinese, and since then, they have a particular relation. That's why when the Jesuit Pope arrived, Pope Francis, everything changed, because up until Pope Ratzinger, the Chinese were still persecuting Catholics, arresting priests, arresting bishops, and there was this ongoing persecution. And of course,
but now
was
the new pope literally promotes communism openly. They're like, hell yeah, we're going to merge with you.
Yeah, they merged with the official Catholic Church from the Communist Party. That was actually an heretic church not recognized by the official Catholic Church. So they merged together. And since the merger, there was an uprising. You remember the image of that Chinese lady that was slapped by the Pope on New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Well, she was a representative of that underground church who was trying to beg the Pope to say, please protect us from the Chinese communists. And she was slapped by the Pope.
Yeah, guys, Pope slaps woman. That's key.
Yeah, and that was really an ominous sign for 2020, because it started all there.
The Pope slapping a woman, begging for protection in the face.
Yes, and slapping this woman that was... And then the woman disappeared. Of course, everybody seen these images, and the Pope was kind of forced into searching this woman to ask her for
slapping her on the hand. Let's come back, Leo, and talk about that on the other side. Leo Zagami is our guest, leozagami.com. This is super censored stuff, folks. This guy knows what he's talking about. Big insider, big patriot. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Because I've read a lot of history. Don't know all of that. I know a lot. Then I got a Leo Zagami on, who's a big Vatican researcher, best-selling author, been a political prisoner, had to leave Italy because they kept arresting him. Boy, that's happened to a lot of folks now, isn't it? We're simply predicting this guy would become the Pope, that he would engage in great apostasy, open world government, and deep six the Catholic Church. Now it's all happened. Let's pull it back again. Like I said, 35,000 feet. Because that's right. The Vatican basically opened China up to the world 500, 600 years ago and has been involved the whole time. And we know Jesuits basically invented communism before they called it communism. And so why do you think they're all making their move, and who is in command? We know China was put in by the CIA, the Communist Chinese, in 1949. But I mean, now, who are the players? Who do you think Trump represents? What are the factions here, Leo Zagami?
Well, the main players are the Rockefeller Foundation, who defined this whole scenario in a document that came out 10 years ago, Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, in which they actually pinpointed on what will happen during the pandemic in such a detailed way, which is quite incredible. And then you have, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they all met in the Vatican in early November 2019. They met in the Vatican for a conference called Reduction of Food Loss and Waste that took place on the 11th and 12th of November 2019. And there is a big interest also from Bill Gates to also produce artificial meat. That's why there is such an attack on the meat production here, because both Bill Gates and Richard Branson have invested a lot of money in lab-generated artificial meat, which is basically Soylent Green kind of thing, because who knows what they're going to put in it. And so I connected that event that went on in November with the film Soylent Green, because in Italy, Soylent Green was called with a different title. It was called Survivors 2022. So in that movie, we know that in the end, the protagonist discovers that they're actually eating human bodies. So, and that might be one of the products of this crisis, because this is also going to be an economic crisis of infinite proportions. I know that this is not the ultimate plague, but definitely they are promoting it as such, because, like you said many times, they are imposing with this pandemic their one-world government and their rigid rules. If we go and see this document from the Rockefeller Foundation from 2010, it actually says, and I quote here, "During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed outright rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets." There also is, in this document, they underline that China acted quickly in their imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens, as well as its instant and near hermetic sealing off of all borders, saving millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus.
And you're reading the Rockefeller Foundation lockstep document that I actually have right here.
From 2010, and Rockefeller Foundation is in bed with
the Vatican. Right before the virus is released, Event 201, right, run by Bill and Melinda Gates, the exact same scenario that sent out to everyone is, oh, here's a drill we're doing, but this is the blueprint, how they get around the NSA and others planning the event. They send it out as a drill, which is the exact script.
And all this, of course, goes hand in hand with the persecution of Christians. So this one world government is anti-Christian in nature. And they all met, Alex, also in February at the Vatican. Imagine, at the Vatican there was in February the head of IBM and the new head of Microsoft. And they were discussing...
I remember you brought this up and you said, we're in deep trouble, folks. Get ready. This is they're planning right now. So yeah, is the Vatican the highest level? Are they in charge or is there a group above it?
No, they are the highest level when it comes down to both the spiritual side of this takeover, the religious side, and also, of course, wanting to take control of the AI, because you see, religious side and political side will merge in one when the AI God will manifest in 2030 in all its potential. And in 2025, already we will see... obvious in front of us an Orwellian scenario. But in 2030, we will also see the twisted religious side of this cyber Satan manifesting. That's why artificial intelligence is now being fought as a primary tool also from the weapon side of things.
Oh, we're being told it will save us now from the evil environment that no one's ever allowed to die from a virus. Robots and drones run by AI will protect us now.
But that's, Alex, because they want to gather data. The drones that go around, everything
because
around.
Because it wants to imitate God. They're trying to build God.
Well, they not only want to imitate God. The next move is actually to read what's inside our brain. That's what Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are trying to do since last year. And Elon Musk said he will have this special device ready by the end of this year that can
be placed. Sure, do you think Elon Musk is playing good cop here? Because he'll come out and say we need a brain chip. He says this lockdown's evil, end it. What do you think he's up to?
Well, he's up to no good because he simply wants to have open his factory to get a government grant that has been promised to him. He's just being, he's just interested in his own business, of course. So that's why he's saying that, and probably also to promote his rebellious image. But it's all theater. Elon Musk is in bed with the enemy. Mark Zuckerberg also has been announcing since last year studies on how to read your brain thoughts because
sure, and of course that'll all be a fraud. They're going to trick you and say they're reading it to again be able to convict you anything they want.
The problem is, Alex, once they microchip you, they put an external force inside us, and they will probably be able...
Well, they're going to trick you because they can predict what you're going to do because you follow patterns. So they'll use that to make you think you can predict everything.
Well, Zuckerberg said he actually has the algorithm that produces the stimulation between our brain
and
our
body. No, I agree. Why do you think... I mean, obviously, Zuckerberg just looks like a robot. He now wears pink sweaters like Bill Gates to look non-threatening. I said if Hitler wore pink sweaters, he would have taken over. No one would have fought him. Like, my God, he's wearing pink. Hitler's like, well, it's okay. He's wearing pink sweater. I mean, who is Zuckerberg?
Another thing, Alex. He married a Chinese. He's just learning Chinese all day long. He's obsessed with China. He's a tool of Pope Francis because he works with the Jesuits and he works with Pope Francis. And so he's part of the whole team. This team that, of course, wants to implement this one world government under the AI in 2030. So the plan is to basically gather most data between 2020 and 2030 and doing it while people are locked up in their homes. It's not a coincidence that this happens while there is the national census. They want to know where we are, who we are. And they want to do it also with social media.
Look how fake Zuckerberg is. I mean, he just screams like a Brian Stelter, just like danger, 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 danger.
Yes, and unfortunately, then Zuckerberg is also connected to virtual reality because he's also involved.
Oh yeah, that's my next area. They're trying to force us onto that. Why would Microsoft use the Satanic High Priestess as their pitch woman?
Because, of course, it opens the doors to acceptance also in the art world. No,
exactly. If you watch her, it's a circle. They're watching. She appears in the circle, which is the opposite. If she's a demon, they need to be in the circle. Well, let's explain that when we come back. We'll show some of that. Because she's reached out to us. She wants to meet with me, Leo. I wonder why she wants to meet with me right now. Seriously, that's who they've sent as their ambassador. So does Fiona Hill. She wants to meet. Seriously. So all these Soros people want to meet with me. What do they think is going to happen when I meet with them? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, LeoZagami.com. Stay with us. Leo Zagami is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. I'll host a little bit of the next hour, and then as he does every Friday, Tyler Nick Baggage will take over for at least three segments. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Leo, I keep starting each segment asking 35,000 foot view. You've been doing a great job when I asked that question, different facets of it, but we'll get back to AI and virtual reality and the spokesperson for Microsoft, you know, being this high priestess lady, and then her denying that and saying she wants to meet with me, and then Fiona Hill's like denying she's a globalist. She just says she doesn't know George Soros. She just headed up his biggest foundation and has the website, theglobalist.com. I mean, this is like saying Count Dracula doesn't know Count Dracula, or Willie Nelson doesn't know Willie Nelson, or Scooby-Doo doesn't know Scooby-Doo. I mean, it's just, or Santa Claus doesn't know Christmas, or Jesus doesn't know the Bible. I mean, it's this thing where they say it and they do it. It's like the UN World Health Organization says in an official document, we want world government. Oh, it just doesn't even matter. It's just the way they deny all of this stuff and then sit there and tell us it's not going on. But I guess that's just training us to be lied to, training us to be insulted to our face and just getting used to being lied to. I used to think, man, they think we're dumb. No, they lie to us on purpose. Is that right, Leo?
Yes, I mean, Marina Abramovic wants to come to you probably to convince you that she's innocent after she probably has lost a lot of money with this HoloLens 2 publicity ad that was removed from YouTube after a couple of days. But she is really involved with this whole elite. Remember her friendship...
Listen, people get mad at you when I say this. You're a normal guy. You got into stuff. You got the P2 Lodge. You come from one of the major aristocratic families. I looked into it. It's true. And I've been there to some of the castles and stuff with you in Rome. And so you've been inside this place. What are the real satanic hierarchies? Is she really important or is she just a front person?
She's important because she's playing with the important symbols and she has very important friendships. Remember, she was a very good friend of John of God, who was harvesting human parts. I mean, John of God did some terrible stuff. He had raped hundreds of women. He had harvested them for then selling the children of these women. She is a friend of John of God. So that's it. I mean, the guy is
and
one
John of God's tied into Nexium, right?
Yes, and they're all tied together, you see. And, of course, the Vatican plays an important role. And let's not forget that in the midst of this chaos, Cardinal Pell was brought out of prison. He's probably on his way to Rome or in a safe place, at least. And then we have also Harvey Weinstein, who has disappeared after they said, oh, he has COVID-19, so let's get him out of prison. But where is he? We don't know that. But they're all connected. They all know each other, and Marina has been working for years with occult symbolism and with occultism, selling it to us as modern art.
And by the way, she told Reddit users and Ask Me Anything that she said, for you it's art, but for me it's a ritual. Well, no kidding. And then she wants to have it both ways. So why do you think they want to meet with me?
They want to convince you. They want to convince you because for them, virtual reality and what Marina Abramovic is doing is very important because it ties in with another diabolical thing, universal basic income. Let's put everybody locked in their houses, put them with this HoloLens, and then let's
give
them a
little bit of money.
It's like
you can't go outside now. The drones are what you can have beautiful virtual reality. Oh, it's not good enough visually. We've got a wire in your brain that gives you unlimited pleasure, and now they've got your ass.
Yeah, and then it's tied with this concept which Pope Francis, for the first time in an Easter letter, endorsed universal basic income. So that is something incredible.
All of their agendas are served by this. This is their big move. So what does Trump need to do? Well, tell me, just lay it on me. What group is he with? I think he's his own manifestation, who isn't just anti-human. I think he's got his issues, we all do. But who is Trump? Because I know I'm a maverick. I know you're a maverick. I'm not like saying, oh, we're so cool, but I literally represent myself and my vision of not being a Satanist and wanting to be with God and wanting to build good things for my children. I believe Trump represents that ultimate maverick, but what does he? Who is he really, and who are the factions, and then what can the listeners do, Leo?
This is the end times that we've always been talking about. We are about to approach the most dangerous part of it, because once they grab us for the mark of the beast with the Melinda Gates
Foundation.
So this
Foundation, is the beginning of the end times.
Yes.
And you can debate. It's all esoteric so the general public can't understand it. I understand it's coded, but you're really smart. What is the best belief by the secret societies, but by your own research, when you left those secret societies, because we know they know it's real, about the time frame of the end times? Or is that governed by how we respond? It's not. It's fluid. It's a general guide, but it's fluid.
Well, we announced together in the beginning of the year when we did the show in early January that this 2020 will be a year like no other, because for the Illuminati, it symbolizes something particular, the connection of these two numbers together, this yin and yang. And in the next 10 years, basically, society will gradually divide in two. There will be people who blindly follow the artificial intelligence and cyber Satan in hell, in the abyss, and those who will renounce to this technology and form their communities externally.
So this is the great testing is now.
Cities will become smart cities. They will be called smart. In reality, smart is a nightmare. There was a film from 1977 called Demon Seed, in which they showed the first smart house in which this woman was locked up until she was impregnated by the artificial intelligence. That's what they ultimately will do in 2030. They will merge humans with machines, because that's the next level.
And all the wild experiments are now going to be unleashed. All the things that... The breakaway civilization, the advanced technology, like a dam breaking, it's all just going to flood in.
Yes, it's going to flood in. And of course, we will see something unprecedented, because the majority of people, to go back to normality, will actually give in to the beast, and they will give up their Christianity. That's the big problem.
And they will give up their consciousness.
They will give up their consciousness and their soul, because there used to be a program that was launched in 1995 by BT, Soul Catcher 2025, in which they put a microchip behind your eye and they register all your life. The Cyber Satan wants every data, everything that you're thinking, but also all your life. And Soulcatcher 2025 is really the way in which they will grab you and they will imprison you in digital hell forever. Let's avoid all that. Let's stay simple. Let's maybe renounce to some
parts. I'm renouncing. I pledge myself eternally to Christ right now. There's no doubt now. I mean, the stuff I've already seen personally, I already knew it was real, but now it's over the top. I was going to start the show, Aaliyah, with the word diabolical, and I forgot to do it, but you just used it, so I had them printed up. And like the word devil, diabolical means of the devil, traces back in Latin.
It is satanic. I mean, artificial intelligence is satanic when you don't have an ethics in it. That's why the Jesuits, in the midst of all this, in February, met with the head of IBM and Microsoft to become the leaders in the ethics of the AI. That will mean, Alex, that in a few years from now, the only authorized AI will have a bunch of perverts from the Vatican behind it, authorizing it or not. And this AI will become more and more evolved until, like, it's already now happening in China. Do you think that the Chinese take their orders from the Chinese leader? They take their orders from the artificial intelligence that has probably calculated already right at the beginning of the outbreak all the possible scenarios. And then, of course, the Chinese have worked together with it to implement it. So the Chinese are taking orders from a machine.
That's right. And it says they will all, great and small, see the beast. It'll be in public. It's an image. And we will worship it because it's watching us. It has all the answers. It knows the outcomes because we plugged into it. We're giving it all the power. That's the only reason it knows everything, because it's a neural link hooked into us.
And then we become also depositories for cryptocurrency. We become generators of cryptocurrency with this new patent 060606 that Microsoft has just done a month ago. And so we are all in it for avoiding this. The mark of the beast is not for us Christians. Of course, we will have to
renounce. And why do the Luciferians follow it? Because they're born into it as children. I mean, they're programmed. They believe they're going to have all this power. Why does Bill Gates do it?
But a lot of Christians will fall for it because they would like to go back to the stadium. They would like to go back to their concerts. We would like to go back
to their... Well, I've noticed massive pushback by people in the comments on InfoWars, like, this isn't the mark of the beast. You're a heretical. Because the churches are going to bring it in. And that's where you'll get the chip, is the church.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't want to believe that the AI is evil. Even when the AI was proven to be evil by both Google, Facebook, and all these other that 10 years ago.
Because it's built and designed by evil people to control. It's programmed to control.
It's programmed also to fight against the human race because they think we are not perfect. We are
exactly. No, it's a post-human. Exactly. No, it is the grid. It is the grid. Let's do five more minutes with Leo Zagami. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. A digital prison. An anti-human terrain. A fallen takeover. An entity not of this world. Marooned here. One mission, enslave and destroy a more advanced species before it awakens to its real potential. That's where you are. Leo Zagami, scholar, researcher, expert on the New World Order, they're launching their full attack. Is the revelation a set number of time, or is it a general enemy battle plan and God is giving us an ability to change the future of that destiny? I'm not saying it's not going to happen within confines. I've seen how we can bend the will of space and time. Not God's will. God has given us more power than Satan if we use it.
God has said, and if we have to believe, of course, his words through the New Testament and through John of Patmos, who delivered this excellent, forecast of what will happen.
Excellent isn't even the word. It's incredible. In fact, we'll do one more segment after this. Talk about John of on the Isle of Patmos. What that incredible experience, reading that, it's amazing.
Yes, because he was, we can even identify him as an early conspiracy theorist, if we want to, of course, identify ourselves with that name, which at times, of course, describes us in the erroneous way. John of Patmos said, we will not be able to do anything without this mark of the beast. And that's what is about to happen. And at the same time, of course, we have this AI, which is growing, this techno.
We'll talk about that next segment, but talk about him, this vision, yeah, where an angel comes to you, talks to you, gives you this vision. Same thing happened to Ezekiel. I mean, yeah, science, X-Files has nothing on this, and this is happening.
Yeah, no, he said also a very specific thing. He said the dragon, and the dragon is China, will empower the beast. So the virus is empowering the beast. And Revelation actually says it, because the dragon is not found in other parts, even also in the Old Testament.
Well, it's even part of that culture. It's not. There's no dragons in the Bible.
There's no dragon until we get to Revelation.
Exactly. That's what I meant. Yeah.
And China, of course, is that dragon. And then we have China together with Russia, because if we go back to Daniel, we have Gog and Magog, and these two are allied. You see, China is allied with Russia in all this. Of course, in Russia, there is a certain degree of controversy between the Orthodox Patriarch, who doesn't want the mark, and Putin. But Putin, in the end, remains a communist who is favoring the mark of the beast and the AI. He even talked about the fact in 2017 that whoever takes control of the artificial intelligence will become the ruler of the world.
No, I saw that big symposium they had in Moscow where he said the whole race is about AI.
And John, of course, he's projecting us, and he's saying to us, we can go the way of God, follow Jesus, and refuse the mark. The moment, though, we accept the mark, I'm afraid, Alex, there is no way back. There's no turning back. So the only solution
because
we have—
Because that is literally spiritual death. Now it jacks in. You're done.
Yes, you're done. And of course, now we have, you said, Trump. Trump is trying with the Pentagon. Recently, they have created in the U.S. intelligence community a group called JAIC, which is basic Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, to oppose this Chinese AI business. But it does. I don't know if you understand that here we are in front of not only a geopolitical event, but a religious event. So the moment in which we interpret things both religiously and geopolitically,
it has to all be integrated. You're on fire, Leo. You've always been powerful on air, but you are on fire, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. But we have to do it.
So stay there. No, I want you to tell me what we need to do when we come back. Yeah, no, it's all the same system. It's of the devil, folks. You just think they just found all this technology under a clover leaf or something? No, man, it's not of this world. It's not of this world. It's all alien. The bad guys. We'll be right back. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, the jokes are all over. Finally, world government's out in the open.
Finally, nothing moves. High noon. Black dollar rolling below.
It's high noon, folks.
Fascinating.
You're gonna see who's made of what now. Black sunshine. Leo Sagami's our guest. We've got Dr. Nick Beggins coming up. Leo's on fire laying all this out. Revelation is here. It's unfolding. It is a mission of humans believing they can become God, working with dark forces to manifest this. They have built a system where humans are constantly not looking at their wives or husbands or children, but interface with data and things programming the human brain, and all of it is destroying us. All of it is taking control of our lives. If Satan had his plan and Christ didn't intervene and the saints didn't stand against this on this timeline, Leo Sagami, what would the devil do in the end? I mean, if the devil could play God and I guess just kill, steal, and destroy? I mean, is the devil toying with us? Where does it all end?
Well, we will have Joe Biden president and Hillary Clinton vice president, so all hell will get loose.
Yeah, so everything's like toddling demon skeletons ruling us, rape the babies, worship ugliness, just everything inverted. It's like, see, take all the blessings of God and reverse it.
There is a problem here because George Orwell's dystopian novel said that nothing was your own except a few cubic centimeters inside our skull. Well, in this scenario, even that will become a thing of the past. So they are pushing this reality so they can translate into this dimension everything that up until now was only possible to be invited through occult rituals. You see, Satan was capable of coming into our dimension only if he was invited. Him and his demons and his legion, only if they were invited, they could come into this dimension.
You had to do a ritual, you had to get opened up.
Yeah, but instead
Well, the Bible, exactly, Revelation talks about portals to hell being opened, that's cyberspace.
Yes, that is not only cyberspace, but it's also what's happening at CERN. Do you remember what's happening at CERN?
Oh yeah, you got an article about the Chi-Coms and they have the God of Destruction there.
Yeah, because Shiva, the god of destruction, was pictured next to Tedros, the infamous head of the World Health Organization, and the same statue is of course been a matter of controversy when that famous ritual appeared online a few years back, a ritual that was some say perpetrated as a joke by a group of scientists at CERN, but in reality, from my own experience as an occultist, I can tell you that those people were no jokers. And the ritual was a very serious ritual. So here we have Tedros meeting with the Chinese for something that has nothing to do with the World Health Organization.
Because no, they're just all getting ready for it.
No, it's regarding also the new Silk Road, this Belt Initiative, which basically is bringing China to buy out all the various nations like Italy or African nations. Everybody that is able to be corrupt will be corrupt by China. They are buying everybody. That's why the big problem now with Italy. Italy is subject to this oppression, and it's one of the states in which this lockdown has been implemented in the most draconian way. People can't even go out of their home without having to write where they are going, who they are seeing, and if they are going to be authorized after by the police, so they have to hang out this thing. So we are seeing here the Shiva, the statue, and it's important because you see in the Hindu religion, they believe in the multidimensionality, in the interdimensionality.
And so they're inviting both with our own physical minds, opening the portal with free will as a blessing to actually open the physical dimension.
And then we have, of course, the ritual that you are showing, but also the ritual that was portrayed in the 2012 Olympic Games, which at the end showed, of course, the image of a Greta Thunberg lookalike, because Greta Thunberg is, in the end, their ideal antichrist. Is the one that the Church of Sweden has said is coming to is actually the new Christ, and the Pope has blessed Greta Thunberg as the savior. Green faith and the climate change agenda is the new religion of this libtard.
Well, that's what this whole cut down the economy is, shut things off, is showing us we're non-essential and killing everything. And that's what they're doing, because they know we have a will to build and to construct. They're saying, no, you don't do that. You're slaves.
You see, the UN has just launched with Greta Thunberg yesterday an initiative for protecting the children's rights of coronavirus. I don't know what that is, but it sounds totally sick.
Yeah, they claim they represent us all. And then this ritual in 2012 at the London Olympics, they have giant Grim Reapers come in and scoop up children, pulling them up into their arms for death with a giant coronavirus. And again, explain why in ritual magic, why this is done.
Well, it's done because they have to first allegorically, symbolically represent what is happening. They charge everything magnetically, and then they open the portal with a sacrifice, which usually is a human sacrifice, if not an animal sacrifice. Greta Thunberg is that person who they want to be in charge for the new generations. That's why they are pushing this figure so much. This figure that, of course, is also connected to Antifa. It's an anti-Christian figure. And all that, of course, in this age in which we are separating gradually society, and we are seeing that a lot of people are willing to go the way of the devil, the way of Satan and cyber Satan and the beast. So,
and what happens to people? Because you look at old photographs, but I have memories too. People had more fire in their eyes 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I see it. Either people are getting stronger, but they're still not as strong as folks used to be, or they're just, they either look like zombies or they have this weird, like the governor of Michigan or like Brian Stelter. It's like a, it's like a, they just walk around like demons. What is that?
The eyes are a reflection of the soul. If we have to also, before we conclude this segment, talk about another important ritual, 1 year ago, Madonna did a very important ritual in Tel Aviv during the Eurovision. And during her performance there, she showed a gas mask, which I use in biological warfare. She showed herself with a crown on top, which also Corona means crown. And in the record, which she released a month later, she had this typewriter, which she's using now for her tweets. It's a typewriter, it's a Corona typewriter. So Madonna has joined Bill Gates officially in a special project, and she's also part of this whole satanic takeover. So they're actually right, they're doing it right in her face.
I was about to say, they called it Disease X a year ago when she did it, and then that's what she wore over her eye too.
Yeah, and of course Madonna is she was wearing that thing over her eye, just like a bit reminiscent also of Marilyn Manson, so of another Satanist that of course is part of the elite satanic posse, because they're all merged together. I mean, Marilyn Manson loves, for example, Marina Abramovic. Marina Abramovic loves the work of Madonna, who in turn they all love each other and they all love what they're doing. You see, so they want to go back in control of this planet. They know that they can't do it any longer democratically, so they are hijacking society.
Well, I was about to say, the global people shouldn't feel like losers. The global awakening of the last few years forced them to accelerate their plan, which is why, as the Bible states, it'll be built for like 1 year, a very slow, talks about a day, a year. Looking at that, Leo, what does that esoteric mean? How long does this thing, how long do we have to deal with this once it's in place?
Well, if you study very accurately, there is a specific number of months that we still have available before we will be fronting the last phase, which will bring us inevitably to Armageddon, because there will be a confrontation between the two sides at one point. And this confrontation is, as I said, inevitable. And
hold on, do five more minutes, then he's going to take over. But I want to get your interpretation of that, because if there's a confrontation between the good armies and the bad armies, not just God there, who are those armies and what happens when all this goes down? A few more minutes with Leo Zagami, then Dr. Nick Baker's taking over. Please don't forget, we're funded by you buying products that you already need and are great. We've got the krill oil back in stock, X2 back in stock, 50% off. We got storable food available. Get your orders in now before we have to suspend sales, because we could run out again. I mean, this is a long, dark winter we're going into, folks. Get prepared and fund the InfoWars. Stay with us. Zagami is in fuego today. Leo, I've asked a lot of questions here today, but just in closing, other things you'd like to point out for people about where we are in history, how real this is, because it's one thing to know about Revelation and how incredible that a book 2,000 years ago turns out to be dead accurate. I was talking to somebody that's not a Christian the other day, that's an occultist, and they're like, oh, but the establishment's just using that as a template of control. What total delusion. If you actually looked at it mathematically, a view, a blueprint, is the same thing, whether it was real or whether somebody looked at a blueprint and built it. But of course, we know they didn't just look at a blueprint and build it. You don't just guess a perfect blueprint and somebody builds it perfectly. This is planned. This is a takeover. And I don't merge it in some new age alien cosmology. That's what it is. You've got the fallen one that's older than us, but not even as powerful as us. And God is allowing this to test us. And what do the occultists think? Because I ran into some occultists, but that was when I was younger. I never really joined it. You know, I was just around some of it because they were trying to recruit me for the sex. But with you, you got into some of the highest levels. And I don't judge you. You came out of it, and I respect that, and you're totally real. We know that. But what do they think? I mean, how do you not know the feeling I have around Christ and around God and around doing the right thing is so empowering, so strong. It's like, why would someone not want to be with Christ? The feeling around Satanist is like, I feel weak. I don't feel powerful. I feel like I'm losing myself. I feel God removing himself from my presence. I just don't get Satanism. I mean, I know they deceive people, but I know you're really into Satanism. You got into high-level P2 Lodge Illuminati. We're not making a big deal about this. We'll be like, oh, I have a real Illuminati member on today. No, I mean, this guy's been in the real Illuminati, okay? So how are they deceiving people? Because so many of them, you are enlightened, they're smart, they're charming, and most of them don't get out of it like you did. How did you do it?
Well, the real Illuminati are very different from what people think. They are like businessmen, serious people, have a lot of money. The Academy of the Illuminati, for example, in Rome, is directed by a guy called Pier Giorgio Bassi, who is a lobbyist, a friend of the Vatican Secretary of State. They go in and out of Borgo Santo Spirito, the Jesuit headquarters, and they are very respected. And of course, they have very powerful friends. One of his best friends is John Podesta, for example. We were talking about the revelation. Remember that there will be a period of 42 months, but there will be also a period for us to decide, because the moment in which we get the mark, that's it. But there's also a confrontation which is going to be very harsh. And those like me and you, Alex, who will resist, will be given then a reward by God, because Jesus will make us his priest for the next 1,000 years. That is a reward. I mean, there is also a reward for those who sacrifice everything to the cause here. And so I invite people to
But I don't
to
want
leave.
That reward, but I do think about, as my knowledge exponentially as this comes, like boost, I can't believe my discernment now. My brain is like, talk about a supercomputer. I'm not bragging about this, but I can understand, like, what will it be like when the devil's actually ruling and we're still here before we're killed? What is that going to be like?
They will worship his image. They will worship the beast. There will be this Antichrist figure that will be literally worshipped everywhere. And they will impose this worship on us. And we will refuse it. And we will refuse it, of course. Because
and you don't get a hamburger. You don't get medicine. You don't get anything if you don't bow to it.
Yeah, well, we will not get, of course, access to the smart cities, or we will not be able to fly any longer around the world. We will be ghettoized and ostracized. So there will be a lot of sacrifices for Christians in the next 10 years. But those sacrifices...
When does all the head chopping start? And like the two prophets risen back up, Elijah and all that? Is that going to happen from your research?
All this will happen in 40, let's say around 2025, we will really have this major unfolding very clearly in front of our eyes. And so the next 4 years are critical, and the next 10, of course, are the ones that will change the whole destiny of mankind as a species. Even.
God, it'll almost be a blessing to get my head chopped off and not be around these people anymore. God almighty. Well,
I don't think you will have your head chopped. I think you have great faith, Alex, and I think that we both deserve to be here to embrace Christ's second presence on earth, because that's what's God's promise to us. And I think that the fate of the beast and the false prophet in that book of Revelation is not a very nice fate. I mean, they will end up in a lake of fire, and the dragon will eventually join them. So China will not have a great destiny in this whole thing.
What about the Battle of Armageddon then? Who's the army opposing Satan?
The army will shape together, will come together in the next 4 to 5 years, when humanity will clearly see what is happening, when the results of this virus economically will be catastrophic. And
so it'll basically be humans against AI and the Satanists.
And the Satanists.
Because you read Revelation, it talks about swarms of metal locusts. That's the drones and like the armies, and their flesh getting eaten off and whole mountains melting.
There will be even real locusts, because locusts are actually reappearing in Africa. And I think by this summer, they will arrive also in Europe. So the plagues are really real here. And so we need to pray. We need to stay strong
together. And so all those people that are scared of the devil, they better get scared of God.
They need to pray and they need to see inside themselves. They need to follow the way of the heart. They don't need to follow the way of the AI, of Cyber Satan, of everything that is materialistic. Who cares if I am granted or not access to a smart city or to a concert or a stadium? We have to stay as far as possible from those places, and we have to be very careful in the next few months because they are preparing already a second wave from Africa of the same.
Oh, I totally agree. They're going to go, oh, you didn't think it was deadly. The real wave is going to come. I see that as well.
They are actually modifying it in Africa as we are talking, Alex, because they want the
next wave. They want to kill a bunch of Africans and then go, oh, look, oh, Africa, it's from them.
Not only that, they want this virus to become resistant to the heat. At the moment, like you said earlier in the show, this virus dies when we go outside in the heat. That's why Governor Newsom wants us indoors here in California. But when the next level of this virus will come around, well, that level of the virus will be resistant to heat. And so that will bring really, it's like the second time the Spanish influenza arrived.
Hey, Leo, yep. I want you to move to Austin because they're probably about to, seriously, I don't want to make, they're trying to put me in prison right now. It's a bunch of stuff I can't talk about it yet. We need to get you here in Austin more on this. We need to have you here with Owen, everybody. You can host the Alex Jones Show. How's that sound? No, seriously, I'm just trying to, you know, any general at the end of their operations, you know, needs to have replacements. So if you want to be next up in the dock, my friend, you want to step into the real firestorm, we need you to move. In fact, I'm going to say it. You need to move here. Leo, I'm going to give you a job. You come move to Austin. I want you here.
God will show us the way, show you the way, show me the way, and I think it will protect us in this battle.
We'll see. I just need more troops.
I love to be with you in Austin, and I think that that's why I'm here in the U.S. in the first place, because if I was in Italy, imagine I would be like a bird in, I would be arrested.
Exactly. Well, I'm believing you. No, real leadership is preparing the next assault long after you're gone. Leo, amazing. Dr. Nick Begich takes over. Apologize making him hold. We love him.
God bless.
He's awesome. All right, God bless you, brother. Infowars.com. And keep us on air into the future. Get products at InfowarsStore.com. Dr. Nick Begich takes over.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. It's good to be with you on this Friday afternoon. And I'm here from Anchorage, Alaska. My house is being remodeled right now, so I'm in another part of my studio. It's kind of under construction, but it's good to be here. You know, and I was listening to this last couple of segments and particularly interesting, you know, thinking about the end, Armageddon. You know, I used to have a friend that said, Armageddon out of here, you know, and her attitude was she really didn't want to be here for the final couple of rounds, and she did. Unfortunately, she passed over a few years back, but, you know, I can appreciate that sentiment. You know, all hell's about to break loose, right, if it hasn't already, and we're seeing it around the world. And, you know, we get so excited about some of it. You know, on the one hand, it's like horrible and terrible. On the other hand, you know, there's things happening and the signs are all around. So I'm always that like a pathological optimist, I call myself, because I just can't help it. But I want to talk a little bit about this whole thing. And in the context of some of my own experiences, you know, back in 1998, 1997, I was doing a lot of work in Europe with the European Parliament and some other people trying to get some regulation on the technologies that we're all talking about today. Now, this is like 25 years ago, right? 22, 23, 24 years ago. And at that time, there was some real opportunities to do some things. And I had given a lecture actually to a group of total globalists. I got to tell you, they are the globalists of globalists. In fact, it was called GLOBE. And it was global legislators from all over the world, from 44 governments, the top environmental legislators in one room at one time hearing me lecture about HARP. And the way that happened is the foreign affairs chairman of the European Parliament organized it, and he liked what we were doing. And he was really a great guy and helped us along the way and gave us an opportunity to give a presentation. And at the end of that presentation, it was interesting. It was a collection of people. You know, you had the government, you had what are called NGOs, non-governmental organizations for those who never heard that phrase before. And these are the special interest groups of every kind and makeup. And in that room at that time was a woman, and you can read about this actually in one of my books. It was called, the book is Earth Rising, the Revolution. You can only get it on InfoWarsStore.com. So remember that for my books. The only place you can get hard copies anymore, unless they're used, is InfoWarsStore. So Earth Rising Revolution tells the story of how I ran into Maria Beckett. She came up to me after my presentation, said, Dr. Begich, what you've just presented is the apocalypse. She says, my name is Maria Beckett, and I trace my roots to the I'm from the Orthodox Church, and we trace our roots to the revelation of John in the island of Patmos, the topic of the last half hour that Alex just ran. And the Orthodox Church split, for those that don't remember the history, it split from the Catholics in 1054, I believe it was 1054 AD, and they became the Eastern Orthodox or the Orthodox Church. And there's, I believe, five patriarchs now, and these are patriarchs are equals, and they don't have a pope. They got five players instead. And the first among the patriarchs is the pope patriarch from Istanbul, who at the time was a guy named Bartholomew. And Bartholomew was quoting from Revelations, and there's a section of Revelations. I'll find it during the break so I can quote it accurately. But it basically says that God will destroy those that destroy the earth. And this is a pretty interesting point because it comes out in Revelations just before Armageddon starts. And if you roll back to Genesis, to the beginning, we were created to be stewards for the earth, right? To be people that took care of our planet in a way that benefited us. Certainly, the resources are here for us. So I really have a hard time with where the environmental community has taken us, because they've taken us down a road to fantasy land. And the reality is we are stewards. We have to have balance. I think most responsible people do. A lot of people haven't, and those people are going to pay the price. If you've destroyed this earth, God is clear about it, and you violated the primary principle of being a good steward. So having said that, I want to put this back into context. So Maria said, you know, there's a conference coming. You got to come. I really want you there. And she says, it's really an important one on the environment. So I said, all right, you know, and to give a chance to talk about heart, maybe I'd go. But I hear this kind of stuff all the time, and that was no exception. And sure, people mean well, but don't always do well, but thank you for the invitation. And a couple weeks later, I had taken an invitation. I actually speak in Germany at the same time. They plan way ahead. And then I get an invitation, and you'll appreciate these guys. You know, it's from Bartholomew, and it's from Fritz Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. And for those who don't know him, look him up, part of the globalist program. And I thought, you know, hey, here's an opportunity to talk to a whole lot of people that maybe need to hear what I have to say. Maybe I should have taken this invitation. So I ended up switching it around. I took the invitation. I showed up to this conference. And as it was, I was small, couldn't really afford to make the flight to Greece and then jump on a plane to Istanbul and do all this stuff. So what happened? The Orthodox actually sponsored me, brought me over. I think I'm going to make a presentation, and that was not the case. I was a rapporteur for one of the work sessions. I got to meet a whole lot of people. That was very interesting. And a mixed group. You know, I met some of the very top of the top in six, seven governments, the top of the European elite in a lot of cases in the European media. And what I learned in all of this was quite useful in helping me frame a different view of the world, because I'm in the inside looking out at the moment, you know, at that moment. And it gave me a great opportunity to gain a lot of insight into how people think, because a lot of what we, you know, think, you know, there's some guy out there, he's thinking evil, being evil, doing evil. They don't really come off that way. You know, there's a lot of discernment. And Alex was speaking about that in the last segment. Discernment is the watchword for everyone these days, because that's the age that we're in. There's a lot of things going on, and we need to sort it out. And we heard, trust the heart, right? I mean, start listening to the heart and the head, get these things working together in the right way, and lean in to the nature that we are, the spiritual nature that we are. I think this is a critical element in the 21st century, is to remember. You hear the elites, the globalists, people who don't know any better, talking about evolving. We need to evolve to our higher whatever, you know, and I don't believe that. I don't believe we need to evolve at all. I think we need to remember what we are as created human beings and begin acting that way and accepting that and recognize. Let me tell you what I believe the greatest blasphemy of all against the creation, against God is when you start to condemn yourself to the point of reducing yourself and keep reducing yourself and being self-critical and insecure and unloving to who you are and who others are. This is a damaging thing. Created in the image and likeness of God means we recognize things about us that need to improve, and we try. We continue to try our best, and I believe people try their best in the day we're in. If your intentions are there, it doesn't mean we always do our best. But this is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about remembering what we are, not evolving. Remembering what we are. Acting with the power that was given to us at the point of creation and growing in our knowledge and our ability to do something and ask for the wisdom to do it right, because a bunch of knowledge and a bunch of information is worthless as dust unless you have the wisdom, and wisdom comes from the universe. It comes from the universal. It comes from God. It comes from that central source to who we are. If we can just remember and lift the fog from our lenses, we'll see it again, and we'll see it clearly, and we will rise into the potential that we are in the 21st century, because that's what's needed right now. In this hour is the awakening, and it is our individual awakening that changes who we are, that changes the way we see the world, and activates the creative power and allows that which we see coming through us and others notice it immediately, because you cannot mistake when God comes through you. This is the tip of the spear. You're it. We'll be right back. This is Nick.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's a pleasure to be here on this Friday afternoon in most of the world, and just before noon in my part of the world. I had mentioned a verse I was quoting from, and I want to make sure I give it. It was Revelations 11:18, and it was the one about God destroying those that destroy the earth. And I just want to point it out because it is a sort of the where we really messed it up, right? I mean, from stewardship in Genesis to destroying the earth in Revelations, and then Armageddon and all hell breaks loose. Okay, so that's where we're at in the 21st century. We saw it coming. A lot of other people did too. Maybe it'll get delayed. Maybe it won't. But here's what I know. We are awakening. We are coming into our recognition of what we are again. I won't say we're coming into our power, because I really don't quite see it that way. I see it as coming into recognition so that power can flow through us again the way it was intended to. Man, you know, you always start out thinking you know where your show's going. And then when I listen to the last couple of segments of the of Alex, I always go, well, how can I complement that and amplify that in a way that really brings our week into, you know, really an uplifting ending? Because in all of this, we have to lift each other up. And I think that's really the message. The biggest message of all is in the middle of our traumas is where we can either shine or die. And that's a choice. Everything we do, actually, from waking up in the morning to going to bed at night, is a chain of events that have to do with choice, choosing. What we get to do as created human beings, something that we get to do. We get to choose our path. We get to awaken, find our way. And if we're honestly seeking an answer, we're going to find it, you know. And that's why I don't get so wrapped up around which way a person's going at any moment in time. And I may interpret it as a really lousy path, a dark path, a bad path. I've seen a lot of people on some pretty ugly paths, and I've been on some myself in my lifetime. But what I know about that is every person who honestly seeks truth will indeed find it. Don't give up. Don't stop and start warming up. cues when you're not right there, that you haven't gotten to the point of true knowing, don't just warm a bench. Be honest enough with yourself to keep looking. God will reveal whatever you need to know. But don't start lying to yourself. Know yourself first. You know, this is really where it begins, ladies and gentlemen. Know thyself. You know, it's an old statement, and it's true. You got to start there, and you got to be honest. Find the honesty in the center of your soul. Know that you are not dirt. You're created in the image and likeness of God. Know that. Feel that. Begin to change because of that. And begin to push that into your daily life. You know, catch yourself. I've mentioned this before. You know, when the anger comes, when fear comes, when these negative emotions come that just totally interrupt your life. Here's the secret. The secret is, you see there, the phone rings interrupt this, but this is the most important thing of the broadcast today. How do you control violent emotion when it's running away with you and carrying you like a wave on the sea? As soon as you notice it, that you see it. See, this is when you choose to see it and you choose to direct it to stop. Doesn't mean that you deny it. Fear, anger, these are natural human emotions. When you see them, then you go, ah, you take control. And then you do. It's that simple. It's really that simple. You just have to notice it and then choose differently. That fast, that easy, that simple. And there's no magic to it. And then here, think about this for a moment, if you would. If you truly believe you're created in the likeness and image of God, and Christians believe this, Muslims believe this, Jews believe this. Hey, that's a lot of people believe in this. You might be right, you know? And if that is true, and I believe that's true, then the hardest thing you do is when you self-criticize to the point of destroying the image of yourself and making it something that it's not. You're created pure, clean. That's why when little children were admonished to look at little children, look at what they're doing. And think about this. In terms of all the horrible things you've done in your life, think of your two-year-old or the two-year-old that you know. Can they do any wrong, really? I don't think so. And that's the way God sees us, like that two-year-old. Whatever we think is so horrible, it's forgiven. If you can just wake up enough to recognize what you are and how that forgiveness came and how you can access it. And I'm not going to tell you. I want you to go look for it and want it and desire it and find it, because in the seeking is finding, and that's where the joy happens. And it's not going to happen any other way, and no one's going to hand it to you, because everything in life takes work and effort, and it takes just as much to succeed as to fail. But once you cross the threshold and you ask, and please ask in every breath you take, for the grace of God to make a path that's not so traumatic, that gives you the opportunity for gaining wisdom without the 2x4 in the head that we usually have to get. And we know how that rolls out, right? All our life experience, we either learn the lesson or we got to repeat it a few times. And the grayer we get, the more we know it. But don't be defeated in this hour. This is the hour. Find our power and route it through us as living souls in this short stop between the interviews, right? I mean, if you believe in eternity, how long is a lifetime? You know, what is that? A grain of sand on a grain of sand on the beach of life? You know, come on, wake up and start acting differently by choosing differently. And it can be simple. It starts simple because you can't do things that are impossible. That won't work. That's where you confuse faith with hope. I've talked to it in another broadcast. I'm not going to do that today. But here's the thing. Do the parts you can do right now. Each thing. There's everything we can do. You know, there's little things we can do that make a difference in a person's life. One person at a time, one engagement at a time, one communication at a time. And I thank God for the opportunity to talk to a million people at a time. And I just hope that we're spreading the ripples, because I have a guy working for me right now doing some work with me, and we're getting dirty together and trying to get this thing done here at the house. And he really inspired me in a couple of ways. And I made a call to my brother, who called the governor, who did some things, and legislator I know, because this man had some ideas that I learned about because he was with me. And I said, you know, you did this. And he goes, no, I didn't do anything. I said, wait a minute. I said, let me tell you the story. You know, If you hadn't been here and given me this bit of information, I wouldn't have done anything with it because I didn't have it. You gave it to me. It was a gift. You know, and you don't see it that way because it was just your bad luck in life. But your bad luck in life taught me something. And now I was able to be the middleman to get it to somebody that can make a policy change that will make it better for maybe 100 people who are going through the same thing you just went through. And that's where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. Acting on what we can do. He acted. I acted. And who did the bigger act? Nobody. There was no big and there was no small in this. There was just people doing what they knew to be right and true. That's what faith is. That's what knowing is. That's what God respects when you act and choose differently each day. Whether you choose to smile at the waitress and say, see more than a waitress standing in front of you, where you see a human being and you engage that human being the way you would want to be engaged. When we start doing that, it is a chain reaction that ripples through the waves of life. When you throw the first pebble in the pond and those waves start rippling, you don't know their effect. And let me give you an example of this. You're walking down the road. I use it all the time, this example. You're walking down the road and you're smiling at someone and you're spreading a little joy just because you're feeling it. You spread it. They see it. You smile. That man's walking by. He says hello. And what you didn't know is that man might have been on the way to blow their brains out. And that one moment of human joy that was honest, true, that touched him in that instant changed his mind. And then maybe that man went on and cured cancer. And I would say to you, the man that rendered that smile or the woman that rendered that smile that changed that man's direction, that was the powerful mover. That was the big thing, even though it wasn't perceived as a big thing. Do what you know is right and true, and God sees it as a big thing every single time. When you act on what you know to be right and true, it matters. If you make a mistake in that action because you thought you were right and you find out you were wrong, then do everything you can to correct it. Ask forgiveness of those that were impacted. Know that you're forgiven by God because your intention was good. Learn, improve, change, grow into the remembrance of what we are, and we will change the world because we are the tip of the spear. And this is an info war, and we're winning that war. If we stay in the game, we don't lose heart, we stay strong for each other. Fear not, the time is now, and the hour is upon us. Smile, know the joy of it. This is Dr. Nick Pagan signing off this Friday afternoon.